Dude, if you've been wondering where to find the largest selection of custom glass products in Central Oregon, wonder no more. At Vision Smoke Shop, located on Southwest 6th in Redmond, they feature one-of-a-kind stuff from 16 local glass blowers. They don't only blow glass, they blow your mind, man. They got great prices on hookah products and tobacco, too, so stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Literally, the friendly staff can educate you. They'll be happy to get you up to speed on everything Vision Smoke Shop has to offer. Thinking your hectic disc golf schedule might make it tough to stop by? They understand. And at Visions, they've got everything you need to make your disc golf experience perfect. So it's worth your trip, because if there's one thing they don't like to see wasted, it's time. While you're there, be sure to check out the selection of custom painted longboards. Visit facebook.com/visionsmoke for a first-hand look at some of their unique items. Their prices are already affordable, and they also give a 10% discount to OMMP cardholders, because if there's another thing they don't like to see wasted, it's money. What do they like to see wasted? Well, you figure that one out. Vision Smoke Shop, located in downtown Redmond, the glassiest place in Central Oregon.
Everybody, welcome to a Tuesday night edition of MMA Madhouse Live. Tonight we will be kicking back, throwing down the door in Colorado to talk about one huge card that has come together from the Sparta Combat League group. I'm super excited tonight, you guys. Like always, I'll have Labaki, my co-host, and we're bringing in a boy out of Colorado who works for Madhouse, Donald. But first and foremost, let me throw down to my sponsors. Want to be giving a shout out to Central Oregon Tribe, Triumph Fitness, big shout out to Tapology because we love them. Intimidation Clothing, Vision Smoke Shop, Clinch Custom Mouth Guard at getclinch.com, Hype Fight Store, folks, hypefight.com, Never Tap CA. You guys check out both those places, Tank Crimes, Big T's Nightclub, Crossroaders, Game Changer Clothing, Eat Take Tattoo, Global MMA Consulting, Draco Impact Armor. So, big shout out to them. Labaki, how you doing tonight, brother?
Dude, I'm doing really good, man. I'm kind of cranky right now. I've been going over my Tapology picks from last weekend, and I made a huge mistake, and it kept me from fucking winning the Ultimate Reno Combat card because I'm a fucking moron. I don't know why I picked against Jesus Lara, dude. I would never pick against a guy from Eugene for one. And I fucking tied for first in points. I'm just, like, fucking pissed off. I keep looking at that going, God damn it. But well, both of these Sparta Combat League cards are up on Tapology. I mean, dude, go over, make some picks. See if you can beat me. I mean, I challenge anybody. Go ahead, man. Go for it. I'm not that good.
Oh, well, let's bring in our hired gun out of Colorado who might shoot holes in your game when it comes to picking fights. Donner, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, not bad. Man. Hey, let me ask you, Labaki, before we go any farther, who wins, DJ Linderman or Anthony Hamilton? Because DJ wants the fight. He just sent me a message. He's like, I want that fight. I'll go down to Panama and fight.
Yeah, dude, DJ, man, DJ's got it right, man. It's like he's the next version of Jeff Monson, dude. Like, he's just traveling the world, man, fucking beating people up, getting paid, going on. I like the new term that Will Hammond came up with at White Buffalo Management, fightcations, people. That's how you got to look at it, man. You're going on a fightcation. It's like a vacation where you get to have a fight and get paid. Don't be stupid, man. Don't just sit there and fight in your hometown, man. Take opportunities outside of the country, man. It's, you know, hard to get outside of the country and see shit. I mean, just do it, man. You're going to get a fucking paycheck, a free hotel, and a free airfare. Duh, no brainer.
Yeah. 100%. No, I agree. Don, what do you think about that? How'd you like to travel and fight?
I'd travel for a fight. That's awesome. Is that what you asked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I travel. I don't know out of country, though, but...
Don't be scared, man.
I'm afraid of eating some bad food or something.
Dude, man, Skippy, tell him what's up.
Dude. Here's the deal, man. You want to travel and you want to fight. It's, believe it or not, we're finding out over the last couple of years, it's a lot easier, especially even for amateurs today, to travel and fight. You just got to get out there. You got to be marketable. You got to be somebody who shows goes up into the gym that has a good name about the practices they bring, and you start winning, and you can easily step out of state because you got a couple wins, you have a great reputation in the gym, your teammates talk highly, they're fighting out of state at different regions. Next thing you know, you know they're like, hey, we need a last-minute replacement for an AMI. You know, boom, you fill in because you're in town with your team. And we're seeing more and more of this, you know, and it happens. That's what you need to do. Just get in there, grind it out every day, you know, show everybody that you're a true fighter, you know, and that this is your passion and you're growing at it and you're getting better at it. And as you progress, man, doors will start opening. You know, next thing you know, somebody, you know, in Utah, Steel Fists, Fight Night, they're going to say, dude, I got a last-minute replacement for a heavy. It's a 1-2 or a 2-1 or 3-0, whatever. And you're going to be like, boom, I'm in. And now they bring you back because you had a great performance and you got a killer victory.
You made weight?
That's what I love.
You made fucking weight? You made fucking weight? You're just going to keep telling that to fucking fighters? You have two jobs in life. Show up, make weight.
Yeah. And then, like Lefosky said, there's only one thing you can control when it comes to a fight, and that's your cardio. And before the fight, the one thing you can control is your weight.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be awesome, man. I'm fucking stoked for this weekend. Here's the bad part, though. This is the one weekend where I really won't be that involved. And, like, Friday, Extreme Fight Championships, Africa 19, and then Shooto Brazil 38 is on Friday. Those are both Friday events. Glory 7 is this weekend too, with Mertel Grunhart. I think he's fighting on that against I can't even say the guy's name, and I'm trying to remind myself of how to even do it. And I just think I'll save us both the embarrassment of hacking his name up.
Well, let's jump in a little bit, man. Donald, why don't you give us a breakdown? This is going to be Saturday, April 20th. Where is this located? It's going to be at the Budweiser Event Center, correct?
Yes, up in Loveland, Colorado.
Dude, what was the other place they had their last event? City Hall or some shit?
That was a couple events ago, but yeah, City Hall center too.
That badass place, Red and Jerry's or whatever. They had the bar and everything and the kick-ass menu.
Yeah, man, that's actually where I'm at right now.
Dude, you can fit on horses in that place, right?
Oh, yeah, horses, dogs. Seriously? The salt simulcast it.
See, that's what we
need
for.
Hey, dude, the 11th race, a 3-6-9 trifecta box.
Man, don't tempt me because I can actually walk out right now and put that down.
Go get the day sheets and let's look at like the 12th race that's going down tonight, man. We'll pick some winners, man. We need to be making money while you're there, bro.
Oh man, my wife will
go
kill
get
me.
Today's card. She's not there, right?
Oh yeah.
Hey guys, I'm gonna grab Jeff. You guys take over.
Who's Jeff, man? I'm Jeff.
Jeff Cisneros. He's
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff's not here, man.
Yeah, he's the brains of Sparta.
The brains, huh?
Oh, yeah, man.
I like
guy's making huge moves. He's actually taken Sparta to, I think it's Oklahoma for an out-of-state card, and then he's doing the Greeley Stampede. So
that's a big event, the Greeley Stampede.
Oh, yeah. They're actually the cards right before Leonard Skinner.
Oh, wow, that'll be fucking sick. So here's a sad story about Leonard Skinner. One of my good friends, her grandpa was the pilot in the Leonard Skinner airplane crash.
Oh, wow.
I love you, Mindy, if you're listening, which I doubt it, but just in case, you're a kick-ass chick. But, yeah, that's kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah. I knew a buddy of mine.
We're going to try him back in a second, guys. I got his voicemail.
I know, buddy of yours was what?
His dad shot the Charles Manson murder scene.
Oh, shit, yeah.
The photos? Yeah.
That's wicked awesome right there.
So, hey, let me ask you something.
So, hey, let me ask you something.
Donald, Cisnero, does he also own Spartan Labs?
Yes, sir.
Damn, dude, homeboy's killing it then. I just caught that on his voicemail. It just hit me in the head just now that it didn't say Sparta Combat League. It said Spartan Labs. I'm like, hold on a second. So he's got both of those? That guy's balling, ain't he?
Yeah, he that's what he started in, and then he got into the promotion.
Oh my God, Brad Pohl, if you're listening right now, don't ever post a fucking picture like that. Oh fuck.
Hey Skip, try him again now. I'm talking to him right now. I am in him.
Oh my God. I can't wait to share this picture with everybody.
Oh Lord, what is it?
In right now. Okay, everybody, let's quit screwing around. Let's bring the man himself in to talk about this amazing event that he's pulling off, probably the largest card in Colorado this whole year. Jeff, how you doing tonight, brother?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
Oh, killing it. You're on like last time with Lepaki, my normal co-host, and our man out of Colorado, Donald, and for all the fans out there, Sparta Combat League and Spartan Labs. Jeff Cisnero, Howard Ben, dude, you have once again, like last time, brought a ridiculously stacked event. I mean, I got to give you props. You keep killing it event after event. How hard was this one?
You know, honestly, man, the pieces just really came together on this. I have a great team. You know, I got my boy Luke Zobiak, who's our new GM, and having Chris Camozzi on board definitely don't hurt things. You know, he can make a lot of calls for us, so... it's, you know, we've just been very blessed. We've started working on this event back in December, and it's just really come together. I'm so excited for Saturday to go down.
That's a lot of fights, bro. That's a long day.
Yeah. I, you know, a couple days ago, I was sitting here thinking about it, and I was like, man, what was I thinking?
I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
plenty of people are probably like, what the hell is this guy thinking? But you know what? We're getting there, and we have 24 fights in place. It's the first time in Colorado history that there's been two events in one day. So,
I mean, and not like a little six-card event either with, like, you know, Johnny from New Tuckett and Bill from Pawtucket. I mean, you got some healthy guys on both of these cards. Which one would you like to talk about first, the day or night?
Well, let's talk about the day since that one's going first. So let's go ahead and talk about that one first.
Great, man. The opener is Kanan, the opening fight, really?
So the opening fight is going to be a Muay Thai title fight between this kid named Randy Roland. He's from Factory X. Kid's a stud, man. He's 4-0, and he performs when the lights come on. He'll be taking on Aaron Harbor, who is also very, very skilled in Muay Thai. So this is gonna be a great way to get that day card off and rolling. And then, it gets more and more stacked from there.
Yeah, no, I think that was a great idea to open the card up with a Muay Thai, like with a high action fight. I mean, I really like the fact even more that you're bringing in a different style other than just MMA, man. I love seeing cards like that where you can sample a few different flavors of combat sports, and I think that was really awesome that you guys did that.
Yeah, we've actually been putting on at least one to two Muay Thai fights, one of them being a good, you know, pro Muay Thai fight K-1 rules on almost every event. We tried really hard for this event to have a pro Muay Thai K-1 ruled fight, but it just didn't work out for the day card. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of the kickboxing, but as well as the MMA. I mean, I can't wait. Another great fight's going to be Alex Escalera versus Jared DeGuerro. Both fighters are undefeated, going for the welterweight strap. Alex is 7-0, and he has he's just been unbelievable. All seven wins come in within 13 months.
Damn. He's on a tear.
He really is, man. But he's got his hands full. You know, Derek DeGuero is a former Division II national champion wrestler, and the guy's got some mad skills.
So, as a matchmaker, and Donald, just after I'm done, jump in whenever you want. As a matchmaker, when you get a kid coming in who's on this kind of train, just wrecking people, do you find a little enjoyment trying to find the toughest guy for him?
You know, I sit back, man, and I daydream of fights that I want to happen. I'm like, oh man, this would be killer. I want this. You know, I want this. I sit here and, you know, watch video all day of different guys that I've been trying to get on the card and stuff. And that's literally what I did with the main event on the day, Vinny Lopez and Tyson Jeffries. I've had a chance to see them both fight. I've seen them both train, and I was like, oh man, I've got to make this one happen.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's another reason why your cards come across so action-packed. When you're able to sit back like that and matchmake and try to put together fights that you feel, from a fan's point of view, is just going to sell it. You know, that's great mentality looking at fights. And I wish sometimes more promoters would look at the excitement of the fights instead of the records. And that's a great, you know, killer, bro.
Yeah, awesome, no, man. Well, I really, you know, I appreciate it. But, you hit the nail right on the head. There's some very, very amazing fighters out there that, you know, maybe were, it's a game of inches, made a small mistake, got caught in a, you know, in a choke or an arm bar when they were dominating the whole fight. And so, you know, the record kind of suffers from that. But there's definitely some exciting matchups out there with guys less than stellar records.
Well, I don't know about less than stellar records, but I'm telling you, the Sid Bice, Abe Alvarado fight, I'm like, I'm wanting to like somehow transport my ass out there to see that, because I think that's going to be a banger.
You know, any time that you get the 125-pounders out there, I've never seen a boring fight in my life. I mean, they're, you know, they're fireworks from start to finish.
Now, Jeff, with putting all these big-name guys on the card, was it hard to pick headliners or...
Well, it was hard to choose. I've taken a bit of a beating from some of the guys about their placement on the card. definitely, like, especially for the night card, it was definitely all about, you know, the troops. You know, unfortunately, in the main event, we had Army Ranger Saban Santiago was to take on Reed O'Malley, who was a Marine veteran. And, you know, both those guys, one of them's a debuter as a pro, and the other one had an 0-1 pro record. But as I told everybody, you know, those two guys have been to the gates of hell and back for yours and my freedom in this country. And in my opinion, that deserved one night in the spotlight.
I love it. Go ahead, Donald. Don't freeze up.
He's like, I can't get a word in. Jeff won't shut up.
That's good, man. That's what you want. You want the guest to just sit there and ramble on so you can just sit back and look like a hero. So get him going, man.
I'm going to ask it. With having all these guys in the same locker room, I know some of them have tensions, you know. Are you running into problems with that? Because I noticed there's...
You know, there can be some beef with some guys. So, you know, we obviously want to be careful with that. We, you know, don't want to raise any unneeded tensions back there. So, you know, definitely on the Army Marine card, we put all the Army and Air Force in one corner and the Navy and Marines in another corner. Except for one fight, we had to switch it up because we have a Navy fight and a Marine on one of the fights. But yeah, we, you know, there's some tensions going on, you know, with gyms here and there. But you know, honestly, most of the guys are just, they conduct themselves as professionals, and we really don't have to worry about it much.
Now, is this Army versus Marine title fight at 155 the Navarro and Scoggins?
Yes, it is.
Is that a different title altogether, or is it a special title for?
It's a special title. It's the first year that we've ever done an Army versus Marines title, and I got to tell you, that fight is my dream fight on the matchup. We've been trying to make this fight happen for 3 years, and the stars just didn't align due to, you know, deployments and, you know, things like that just didn't happen. But this year it's finally coming on. I mean, you got Nick Navarro, who was a U.S. Army Ranger, 75th Regiment, and then you got Brian Scoggins, who, if you guys you guys will just be impressed, man. His skill set is amazing. He's done a lot for this country. He's been through a lot of tours. He's been through hell himself. So that these guys are just two freaky athletes that, man, it has my bet for fight of the night.
Because you've already talked highly of the card of some of the other fights that sound like they're just jam-packed fight of the nights themselves. And, you know, looking at your card, for all the folks out there, let's touch real quick. How does this work? Because this is two events. Is it one ticket, two tickets?
So it's two tickets. The day show is Fight for the Troops, and tickets started at just $15 to sit anywhere in the bowl. And so that's going to go on at 1 o'clock, and it should end about 5:30, you know, 5:30. And then what we'll do is clear out the building, and then people will be allowed to re-enter for the night show, for the Army Marines. And, you know, as of Friday when we were up there, we've already sold over 3,000 tickets to the night show.
Whoa, you're baller. Now, I got to ask you, are we going to be pleasured enough once again for the fans to watch us on GFL? Because you killed it last time.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. And it will be on it will be live on pay-per-view in HD at www.spartacombatmma.com.
Tippy, nobody wants to know how much you're getting pleasured, man. But just trust me.
Well, I'm telling you what.
That's just yourself.
I was blessed to watch your last event on GFL. I thought you guys did a great job. I thought the fights were great. I thought Donald was the beast walking to the cage, the best-looking fighter in the house. Killed it, wearing that beautiful logo on his shirt.
I love Donald, man. You know what, though? Donald is one of the few and far between. He is that guy that you could be like, hey, man, I need you to fight this guy, but, you know, he's 80-0. And he would be like, you know what? I'll do it.
Hey, that's what we love about him, his passion for the sport in and out of the ring, man, covering the fights, fighting the fights, you know. So he's a perfect fit for us, and we're very blessed that he's able to bring you guys and your organization to the world through us. Because, I mean, dude, you guys have, and I'm going to state this right now, and a lot of people out there won't disagree, you have more pro fights on your night card, let alone on both cards, than Oregon's held in the last 3 years combined.
You know, we just really wanted to step it up. We want the fans to get their money's worth, and you know, me being a fan too, is there's these fans. These are fights I want to see. I want to create the fights that create excitement for people, and you know, we want to be that launching pad to get guys to the next level. And you know, there's no doubt we have several of them on their way. You know, Marcus Edwards, he is a beast, man, and he's extremely hard to match up. You know, because I think everybody knows you're not getting choked if you fight Marcus. You're good. You know what I mean? He's trying to put you to sleep.
That's what we like.
For sure, okay, man. And you know.
Did I lose Donald?
Oh no, I'm here.
Okay, John,
I was letting you talk.
Shut me up, bro. I do this all the time. We brought you in the guest house. These are your boys, man. Take over.
Skipping on what people talk often, so I jump on it, Donald.
When you got Marcus signed up, was it? I heard there's a. Actually, I want to ask. Daquan Townsend was supposed to be on this card, correct?
Yes, he was. So we had Daquan Townsend lined up for a couple people, and unfortunately things didn't go as planned. He's not exactly a favorable matchup for anybody. You know, it's a pretty scary thing what he did to Kanan, and everybody knowing, you know, Kanan's not a bum. So he's about as tough as they come. So to see what Daquan did to him was pretty scary. And for good reason. People aren't willing to take that risk as much. So it just didn't work out this time, but we're definitely working on getting him back out here again.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that dream matchup between Grisby and Strope. Do you see that happening soon?
I'm really not sure what's going to happen. I think that they're both going to go different. They're going to both be successful in their own careers, but I don't think that either one of them really needs that fight right now, other than all the, you know, all of us for our own selfish reasons. We want to see it, and we know, you know, what kind of fight it would be. But, you know, as far as Adam, you know, Adam's got a very tough test ahead of him with Jason Clayton. You know, the kid's a beast. He just, you know, he's on a tear lately. You know, he's only lost one time, and that was to Donnie Lyles. And, you know, that's a tough fight for Adam, but it's also a very tough fight for Jason. I think that whoever wins that fight is immediately on to a much, much bigger fight. And either one of these guys is 1 to 2 big wins away from probably the next step, maybe, you know, Bellator, World Series of Fighting, something like that.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going through the card here now.
Are you on the night card or the day card?
I'm on the day card.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, the other thing – Vinny Lopez and Tyson Jeffries, man, that's going to be great. The co-main event, Nick Honstein and Isaac Colon. Both these guys are debuting at 25. They've had storied histories at 45 and 35. You know, Nick Honstein has been around the circuit. He was one of the top 35ers in all of Australia for many years. He's got amazing ground game. You know, Isaac's as tough as they come. That's going to be, you know, a big, big fight. I don't know if you guys have had the pleasure of watching Brian Camozzi fight yet. He's Chris's little brother. And, you know, what everybody tells me is he is the next big thing, and everything we've seen from him proves that. I mean, he has not – I've never even seen him out of the first round in the four times we've had him on our cards.
Yeah, his last fight, he was just dominant over that fight.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's definitely one of those rare special athletes. You know, that whole team down at Factory X is one of the better gyms. You know, they've got a bunch of great fighters, just like you have up at Grudge and, you know, Infinite and Top Notch and Greeley. I mean, Colorado is just so fun to be around the MMA circuit because there are just so many talented fighters at so many different gyms.
Yeah, I've had the good fortune of seeing most of Brian Camozzi's fights, and they are definitely fun to watch. I mean, I was kind of stoked to see him on that card as well. And I'm not real familiar with Ian, though, but I'm expecting that to just, as usual, be a really well-matched fight. So,
yeah, it definitely is. You know, Ian has a lot more pro fights. I believe he's 7-7, I believe. But he's, you know, got a lot of experience, and he's as tough as they come. He comes from a great camp, too, up there at Trials with Chris Holcomb and Ed Reed, or Ed Herman. You know, it's Ed Herman School up there. And he's just tough as hell. So that fight is going to be a lot of fun to watch as well.
So now, who gets to claim Ed Herman? Because he originally started out here where Skippy and I are at, but he's now out where you guys are at. We may have to have, like, some kind of an arm wrestling match for who can claim Ed Herman.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I think we'll win.
Hey, hold on a second. I got a Budo Fights 1 poster in the studio right now that I'm looking at, where he hosted the very first seminar for all the Budo events. And, yeah, he's definitely from these stomping grounds. I'd say we come up with an arm wrestling match. That sounds like the way to do it. We'll get a guy from the Pacific Northwest that we know who's an arm wrestling, you know, pretty tough guy, pretty good, I'd say. And you guys get someone, we'll have them do it out, like, live.
Now, Jeff, I have a question, man. With all those heavy gyms out there, do you find it more difficult to, like, maybe reach into some of the smaller locations for fighters because you know what you're going to get with guys that are coming from Grudge or Altitude or Team Factory X and things like that, where you know that you're not going to have a guy flake for some stupid reason, that if they're training at one of those facilities that, you know, they're going to be really reliable or they're not going to train there?
Sure. You know, I'm really open-minded with it, and I love having those gyms on roster, but I also will give an independent guy an opportunity. And I know there's been a lot of mixed, you know, reactions about it and stuff, but I have found literally some amazing guys that started out independent that didn't want to go through some of the stipulations and rules of the gym. And, you know, it's hit or miss. The guys I find are amazing, are absolutely amazing, and they will be there no matter what. They still train. They float from gym to gym. But I have learned the hard way, too. You know, I'm not going to lie. I put guys on that, you know, people told me not to and got burned. But, you know, it's part of growing. It's part of business. I believe everybody deserves a chance until proven differently, you know?
No, I definitely agree. I mean, I'm not trying to say anything against anybody that's coming from a smaller gym. I just know that, you know, when I talk to some promoters that, you know, sometimes that's where you get the guy that's like, yeah, I'm going to fight, and then 2 days before or the day of, like, that's, you know, when you get things like that. I mean, I'm definitely not taking anything away from guys
sure.
that are independent or anything like that. I don't want it to come across like that.
It's
just when you have such, like, reliable
yeah,
locations.
Absolutely, you're 100% correct, because I know if they're coming from Grudge or, you know, Factory X, I know that they're going to be there barring injury. You know, I know that that's going to happen. You know, with the other guys, it's a shot in the dark. Sometimes you really just don't know, but I've always just been that risk taker, and I will give anybody the opportunity. You know what I mean? I'm all about, like, hey, giving it a shot one time and see what happens. Kind of like the two cards in one day. It's never been done, and I said, screw it. I'm gonna make this happen. And, you know, we don't know how it's going to go down still, I guess. So, but it's just one of those things, man. I believe that, you know, everybody deserves an opportunity that wants to get in there to a certain degree. You know, we don't want to get anybody hurt or anything like that. And so typically what we do now with an independent fighter, if he says he wants to fight, we send him to a gym for an evaluation so we can kind of gauge a skill set and see exactly where he is.
Oh, that's great, man. I actually really like hearing that. And I don't think that enough promoters maybe do that, because, you know, if the guy is independent, man, that, and he can really tell you whatever he wants. But I like the fact that you guys have that check system where you can be like, all right, cool, man. I totally understand where you're coming from, but let me just let you see what goes on when you go over here and train for a couple of days. And then you can get some feedback from some people that are really reliable in the industry.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's really where it's been a big help. You know, we got a couple friends up there at Krieger Thai, you know, Steve Paparocki and Danny Mitchell, and they like to help me out with that stuff. I'm like, hey, can you take a look at this guy? Let me know, you know, what you think. And, you know, it's a big help, because, you know, sometimes, you know, I get somebody that comes to me and tells me that they're 10-0, but it's, you know, unsanctioned. And usually I know that that's probably not the case, but I don't, you know, and I always tell these guys, make sure that, you know, you tell me the facts, because if you tell me you're 10-0, I'm going to match you with somebody around the same experience, and it's not going to end good, so.
Yeah, no
doubt. When you get an independent who comes in, you give him a shot, he impresses you, and you find out by the next card, you go to find him again, you find out at a gym, even though you might have one that flakes on you or is not as good as a prospect, but the one who is that worth it all to you?
It really is, man. Finding that diamond in the rough, we really pride ourselves on it. You know, there's you just get some guys, and there's just, like, you know, there's a sense of it, and you know when you see them out there that they can be special with the proper training. And it's happened a couple times where we've been able to get those guys into good programs, and you know, they're flourishing now.
That's the best part about it, is supporting local MMA. That's what we're all about, you know. And before Donald or Lavaki jump back in, I want to give you a chance to give out any shout outs, any pertinent information, anything that you want the fans to know.
Cool. Yeah, definitely. The first and foremost, I want to thank all of our soldiers serving abroad who have, you know, been there from the beginning, you know, from the first days of this country till now. There's several men and women still out there, you know, so that we can sleep safe tonight. I'm super excited to honor and benefit. I want to say a huge thank you to Colton Sasser of the United States Army. He is one of the soldiers we're benefiting on Saturday, and yesterday was his one-year anniversary to when his vehicle was hit with a 200-pound IED, and he survived it. So kudos to him. A good friend of mine, I just went brain dead right now. A couple of the other Marines, but that we're going to be benefiting, you know, that day. It's going to be, I just want to say thank you to those guys. Thank you to everybody in our military, because without them, we're absolutely nothing. And also thank you to all the fighters. Without the fighters, we don't have, they're our product. We're nothing without you fighters. So, you know, thank you. If you haven't been a part of Sparta Combat, you know, hit us up. You know, we'd love to have you.
I hope everybody's listening, man. I don't know why you two clowns are being quiet. The guy just got done talking, man. He wants some feedback. I'm telling you, if you guys are in Colorado, man, get your ass down to at least one of these events. I mean, geez. Anybody, even if you got a girlfriend, you could sneak out for one part of the day and give her the other part. I mean, don't be scared. Take her with you.
Absolutely. You know, and you can go to both events for $35. I mean, you can drop $35 in a bar in the first 10, 15 minutes. This is a great event, a lot of fun, and an amazing cause.
Yeah.
And
you can
actually
probably buy a drink at the fight. So you can still have some booze. Right? Hold on. I better make sure you can do that, right? Okay.
Yeah,
you still get booze.
Well, it's going to be awesome, man. It's going to be we've gotten tailgating permits ready to go, and it's going to be a block party with live band entertainment in between the shows, food vendors. You know, all the vendors will be out there. It's going to – we're making a whole day of it for sure.
Now, though, my only concern, though, Jeff, is that what if a large population is up at University of Colorado at the 420 Festival?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I guess you just never know what can happen that day. But Garnet, on what we've sold so far, the event is going to be huge. So, you know, the Army Marine fight every year just brings out the biggest crowd, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of old Marines, you know, they drive out here and they tailgate, and it's kind of a reunion for a lot of them that they, you know, serve what they haven't seen in a long time. And it's, you know, it's a huge blast.
That's
and are you
awesome,
going to be looking
man.
To – are you looking to do more shows out in the at the arena or the event center?
Yeah, we're definitely well, you guys will be the first to know. We're definitely going to be back there in fall. We've signed a contract to do another big show there in fall. I'm going to do a show called Battle of the Champions, and it's going to be championship night. Basically, you're going to see just a ton of super fights from head to toe once again.
Excellent.
Jeff, you know, once again, we love having you on, man. You're definitely one of the cooler promoters to have on because you're a fan and you're not, like, suit and tie sticky, because we get those guys all the time who are like, well, I can't really say because I'm the matchmaker and I wouldn't think it'd be fair to verbally voice my opinion on the air. You don't play that shit, so I thank you so much for always coming on here and being real. We got Marcus, and we're going to bring him on for all the fans out there, 310-742-1799. He's willing to give away some tickets to this great event. Anything else you want to get out before we wrap up with you, brother?
No, man, I just want to thank you guys for what you do for, you know, for Colorado MMA and MMA nationwide. You know, it's a good thing that you guys are doing, and we appreciate you guys. And I would just like to set a shout out once again to all the fighters, all my coworkers, all the volunteers of Sparta Combat League, and first and foremost, everybody, you know, let's give mad props and prayers to these soldiers out there that are, you know, making it possible to do what we do every day. And we're sending our thoughts and prayers out to Boston for a speedy recovery on all those people out there. But that's it.
Jeff, I will be definitely watching. We know that Donald will be there reporting for us. So for all the fans out there, there are multiple ways to follow these events, guys. Get out there, support these guys. Go to the day event, go to the night event, go to both events. If you can't make it to Colorado, go to GoFight Live. Go to the website. There is plenty of ways for you guys to support this organization and these great fighters coming on this card. So get out there and do it. And, Jeff, thank you once again for everything, guys.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Have a great night, man. Take care.
You too.
Well, dude, let's not even screw around. Marcus Bad Intention Edwards, how are you doing tonight, brother?
Hey, man, I'm great. Just got home from a great night hitting mitts with Mark Montoya.
Well, welcome to MMA Madhouse Live. You're on with Lapocky, Skippy, and our Colorado hitman, Donald himself, Pierce.
Thanks.
We're talking about this badass card that you're on. It's definitely a crazy, crazy event. Two events, one day. How excited are you to be able to fight on this event?
Oh, man, I'm very excited to be a part of this event, especially since it's, you know, our Marines and versus our Army. So, you know, it's a very I feel very honored to be on this card.
Okay, for the fans out there who don't know anything about you, let's get a quick bio. Tell everybody who you are, where you're fighting out of, and what your record is.
Marcus Bad Intentions Edwards, a fight out of Factory X. My fight record as an amateur was 12-0. Pro, I'm 2-1, about to be 3-1. I'm an exciting fighter, fight bell to bell, come out guns blazing, cardio for days, and power for hours. Pretty much.
Well, you touched on it, and I got to ask you, you had a ridiculous, impressive amateur career. know there's a million fighters right now would love to have that as an amateur record. How important was that first loss to you?
Oh, man, that first loss meant everything. It's actually shaped who I am now as a professional fighter. To come out and fight one of the greatest, one of the best 155-pounders in Colorado, and he's still out there undefeated, fighting pretty tough guys, you know, doing his thing. I'm pretty much the only person that's taking him to a decision. And, you know, to come out there and not be on my A game and just to learn lesson after lesson each round, and, you know, I took a lot out of that fight, and I, you know, took a step back, and, you know, I got with my coaches, and, you know, I got with, you know, my inner circle, and we put stuff, some stuff together. We took some stuff away, and, you know, we came back, and we have two knockouts right after that, and, you know, we're looking for a third, and, you know, I'm feeling great about this fight, and I'm just ready to get this on the road, you know. I'm grateful for losing, and I'm grateful that, you know, he beat me at a decision, and I mean, that's the best thing that could have happened for me for my career, you know. Kind of deflated my head, you know. I was kind of, you know, coming off of being 12-0 as an amateur, I was like, oh man, I'm on top of the world right now. I'm about to go pro, fight one of the toughest guys, and you know, I know me personally, I'm a fighter. So you know, regardless if you're pro or amateur, I mean, you're a man, you know. So we fight. Doesn't matter if you're pro or not. We're all men and animals. So we get out there and get after it.
I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty much. But yeah, I've learned a lot from that. A lot.
Don, you want to jump in, brother?
Yeah, I know you're trending hard up Factory X Muay Thai, and I believe there's five or six of you guys on the same card.
Yeah, there's actually six of us. There's going to be four on the morning card, and there's going to be myself and Adam Stroop on the night card.
Now, is that good for you in training, since everybody's training for fights, you know?
Oh, man.
I've seen the... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Marcus. He just talks. Sometimes he gets his question out, and then he wants to keep talking. But, yeah, how is it for you training with the group all for the fight card?
Yeah, to answer your question about the training at the gym, it's been super intense. It's, I mean, everybody's been working hard, grinding away. We've had, you know, on our sparring nights, we've had, you know, 30, 40, 50 people in there, you know, just coming in and out of, you know, just sparring. So we've had some grinding matches. We've had some intense practices, testosterone, you know, being thrown around. It's been a great training camp. Everybody's been going hard. It's been very competitive. So, I mean, everybody that's fighting a Factory X fighter can expect us to come out there and take it to them. And, I mean, these guys are hungry, including myself. But, I mean, I've been in a lot of gyms, but, I mean, this last training camp, our gym's been just fired up and just on a roll. So, you know, Factory X is about to come out there and put on a show in every weight class that we have out there.
Well, yeah, I seen the sparring video you posted up with you and Chris Camozzi. Who is the second fighter in the sparred with you in that video?
That's actually Chase Hackett.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Chase and Chris Camozzi.
That was way impressive, sparring back-to-back with those guys, man.
Yeah, man, that's pretty much how it is. There's at Factory X, when you come, if you come and train with us, you'll see there's no off round. You don't get an off round. You don't get a, you know, there's sometimes I'll go to a gym and I'm like, all right, I can go with this guy. You know, this is going to be my light round, because I know he's not going to take it to me. He's not going to be up pace. He's just going to sit back and wait for me, you know, and respect me. Like at Factory X, there's no nothing. We get after it. We go hard, you know. The gyms, everyone's sweating. Even if someone's just sitting down watching everybody spar, they're sweating because everybody's working so hard, you know. So it's been great this last training camp, and Chase is about to go out there and actually fight on the 19th, the night before us. And so we have seven guys fighting this weekend, and we have about five guys on the Muay Thai tournament on Sunday. So, I mean, our gym's just been, you know, flowing with, you know, just a lot of aggressiveness and learning, and just, you know, another thing is everyone's a great partner. You know, everybody knows that we're, you know, sharp iron sharpens iron. So, you know, you don't get an easy round. No one's going to take it easy on you, because, you know, they're not going to take it easy on you when you're going against them. So when you're in for your five rounds, your five-minute rounds, I mean, each person that comes in is going to take it to you. and that's it.
Hey, sorry, Lapati's mic is messing up. It's muted.
Oh, no, that's
hey,
right. No, yeah, hey, no, that's my fault. I keep muting myself when everybody's talking so that I don't hear, they don't hear any weird background noise. No, but are you still training at Team Wildman?
No, I stopped training there about, I want to say a year, like a month before I fought Justin Gaethje, about actually like 3 months before I fought Justin Gaethje, so about a year and a couple months now I've been with Factory X.
Awesome. How was that transition for you?
Oh, man, it was a great transition. It was another great things that happened in my career, you know. I got to get with, you know, some great guys and some different looks, some different training, some different workouts, you know. I got a new strength and conditioning coach, Wade, and it's just been, you know, it's been great. I mean, I got a lot of great guys on my team that are better than me, that are, you know, pushing harder than me, you know, that are keeping me on top of my game, you know. So, you know, coming from a team where, you know, I was kind of one of the top guys, one of the guys that pushed everybody, one of the guys that was, you know, always on top, always being the, you know, the pretty much like a captain, pretty much being looked up to. Now I'm looking up to other guys and I'm working my butt off to, you know, catch up to them and to, you know, work harder than them. So it's, you know, it's a good change of pace for me to get in there and actually, you know, feel like I, you know, more than just fighting myself, I'm actually, you know, fighting to be, you know, a top guy in the gym again, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. Now, dude, tell us about the nickname. How did it come about, man? I'm always like to figure out how people got their nicknames. It's kind of like,
it's kind of funny. Like when I kind of like got into the fighting thing, it kind of like, I kind of just happened and I was like, man, I got to come up with a fight name. And I was like, man, I'm gonna be called the Fireman. I want to be called the Fireman because all these guys are going to have a fire. I'm going to put it out. So I want to be called the Fireman, you know? So I'm trying to tell Thomas, my coach at the time, like, yeah, I want to be the Fireman. He's like, no, you don't get to pick your name. You know, you got to earn your name. And I'm like, no, but I'm telling you, I'm the Fireman. And so my first fight was for, like, Rocky Mountain Bad Boys down in Greeley. Like, it was my first time pretty much. Like, I was only in Colorado for a month. I've only been training for 2 months, and, like, I take a fight at 165. I used to weigh like 220, and I cut all the way down. I finally made 165. Like, all right, we're going to get you a catch weight. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm out in Greeley. It smells like shit. And I'm just like, man, where am I at? Like, why am I here? I get to this warehouse, and there's like a cage inside the warehouse. And I'm like, all right, this is where I got to go put it down. And I go in, and then the announcer announces me, and it's Bumpy. And he's like, Marcus Malicious Edwards. And I'm like, what the heck? How did I get what? Okay, look, we're just going to make up names. We should just use Fireman. And then after I passed the fight, I totally just, for a minute and 14 seconds, I believe that's how long the fight lasted, I just kind of attacked the guy. I mean, I just had that street fight in me, you know. I just came forward and I was just aggressive and just beat this dude up pretty bad. And then the next fight, they came out and they're like, all right, we got a name for you. And I was like, what? They're like, we're going to call you Intentions, because when you get in that cage, you have nothing but bad intentions inside of you. I'm like, all right, well, I'll see how this goes. Let's run with it. And it's kind of just been stuck with me ever since.
That's sweet, man. Now, do you do a different hairstyle? Because I've seen different pictures of you with, like, you color your hair kind of different ways sometimes. Now, what do you got coming up for this weekend?
Oh, man, yeah. You know, I do designs in my hair. I do colors in my hair, you know. I paint my fingernails. I do the whole nine, you know. I get all done up, get a little bikini wax, you know what I'm saying? Get my body nice and smooth. But, you know, I mean, I'm not too sure. I kind of want to go platinum this fight, but we'll see where, you know, how much time I have and how I feel with my weight cut and, you know, where I'm at right now. I'm not sure if I'm going to color my hair right now just because of, you know, I'm low on, you know, weight and I'm irritable and I don't feel like sitting at a salon with a bunch of girls gossiping. I don't know. We'll see how I feel, though. But if I do go with a hair color, it'll probably be platinum. But on that note, while we're here, I'm actually giving away 2 tickets right now over the air for the first person that can call in and tell me what color my hair was when I fought Nick Laney in the Ring of Fire. And I'm going to give you 2 tickets to call in, and you get 2 tickets to the fight down in
in Loughran.
310-742-1799. Folks, call in. Don't be scared. These are free tickets. Man, free. This means...
It's easy.
Can we answer?
It's easy. If you don't know, just go Google it.
Your fight with Lane. Who was the fight with?
Nick Laney. The Ring of Fire at the First Bank Event Center in Broomfield. And that was about almost two years ago now. So for the fans that were there, a lot of fans remember me from that fight, so that's why I'm using that one. It was a fight where I did a front flip. So you remember that fight, what color was my hair?
Well, we're about to find out. Because I'm not going to ruin it for people. Donald, you're not either.
What are you looking for in this weekend to see out of yourself? Not really so much out of your opponent, Marcus, but what kind of things are you looking to, not like as far as don't go into game plan, but what kind of things are you looking to see maybe improvement in within yourself?
Oh, man, improvement-wise, like, I'm not too sure, actually. Like, I feel like I'm pretty well-rounded. I definitely need more experience in the cage. I need, you know, I want to work my ground. I mean, not a lot of people have seen my wrestling abilities. My wrestling abilities and, you know, my submissions. I mean, as soon as someone takes me down or we go to the ground, I submit them right away. So I kind of, you know... not a lot of people realize that I'm actually really good on the ground. A lot of people, some of my coaches, you know, try to tell me to go to the ground more often and, you know, take the fight to the ground because that's my strength. But, you know, lately, you know, I've just been knocking everybody out or, you know, I end up knocking them out. I mean, punching them and they don't want to stand up with me and they go to shoot and, you know, they catch a knee to the mouth or something. So, I mean... I really want to see myself on the ground and see how well I do in an actual fight with somebody, you know, because my next opponent is a wrestler. So in my scramble, you know, from my scrambling to my positioning to my submissions and just, you know, nonstop work ethic. I just want to show my work ethic and show to everybody that I'm actually a legit fighter. I'm not, you know, hype. I don't, you know, because a lot of my fights end in the first round, first couple minutes and they do that for a reason because, you know, I'm working hard and, you know, I'm coming forward and, you know, I'm not afraid to be tired. That's where I live my life every day. So that's where I'm willing to take the fight and be exhausted, tired, and continue to fight at my best.
Now,
Excuse me?
Go for it, Dom.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You've been on a little bit of layoff. Do you think any ring rust will come involved?
Oh, definitely not. I've been in the gym every single solitary day. That's my life. I'm in there 6 hours a day at least, putting in work or just, you know, in there, you know, motivating my teammates that are training or, you know, on a treadmill or on a bike or something. You know, I'm in the gym all day, every day, training, you know, hitting mitts, hitting the speed bag, hitting the heavy bag. I haven't really had time off. I just haven't had a fight. You know, I did have a, you know, kind of a setback with an injury, but, you know, I took that injury head on and it was an obstacle and I hurdled it and I landed with both feet on the ground running. So, you know, I've taken 6 months off before, of training and came in and fought, you know, Justin Gaethje. So, I mean, and that was a 3-round war. I mean, and he hit me with his best shot like 4 times, hardest I've been hit in a while. So, I mean, I'm ready to get in the cage and come out guns a-blazing. And, you know, if it ends the first round, ends the third round, I mean, it's not going to be any different. You know, I'm not going to be any different than I am in any other fight. You know, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to fight my best fight and to the best of my ability and put on a show for the crowd.
Hey, Marcus, we got a few minutes left with you. My phone lines have exploded, so everybody listening right now, we're going to start with the first caller until we get a correct answer. So
awesome. Right
now I've got 16 callers on queue ready to answer.
Well hurry up, man.
We're going to bring the first one on. And this is Brittany. How are you?
I'm good.
Welcome to Madhouse Live. You're on with the crew, including Marcus Bad Intentions Edwards. You got an answer for him?
It was a pink mohawk.
Oh, awesome. You hit it right on the dot.
Dude,
we got 16 pissed off motherfuckers on the line right now going, damn it.
All right. I'll give away two more tickets.
All right, hold on. Okay. So, hey, were you at the fight? What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name's Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, were you at that event, Ring of Fire, there in Broomsfield?
No, my sister is actually really good friends with Nick's sister.
Awesome.
So that's how, yeah.
Yeah, sweet. So you get two tickets, and if you're 21 or over, we're having an after party, and we'll allow you to come and hang out with us in the VIP section and meet all the great fighters that are going to be fighting that day.
Okay.
Awesome.
So, hey, Skippy will get your information, and he'll pass that along to Marcus so that they can arrange the ticket exchange.
Okay.
Hey, congratulations, Brittany. Thank you so much for listening to MMA Madhouse Live, and have a great time at the event.
Thank you.
And here's a trick. If you get a picture with Donald, you get a Madhouse shirt at the event. If you can find out who Donald is, get a picture with him, and we'll get you a T-shirt in the mail. So you got free tickets and a T-shirt opportunity.
That'll be easy to find. He'll be easy to find.
he'll be repping a Madhouse shirt anyway.
Don't give me. Come on, bro. You can't be telling him what he's going to be wearing.
See, now I got to go covert.
Yeah.
See, now he's going to go covert. Well, Miss Brittany, hold on the line just a second, and we'll get right back with you. Okay, our second caller, Marcel, correct? You there?
Yep.
Marcel, hopefully you already heard the answer. What's the answer?
Actually, I did hear the answer, but I was going through his YouTube videos right now, and I was like, wait, I know that answer, and it's a pink mohawk.
Well,
oh, man.
Marcel, you have won a pair of tickets from Marcus Bad Intentions Edwards. This guy is legit one of the best fighters we've ever had on our show. Super cool. Bringing MMA to you fans. So you got him live. You want to say anything to him?
No, not much. Just, actually, I'm calling from Central California, from Cali Fights Magazine. But I was listening to the show right now. Unfortunately, I can't go watch the fight, but feel free to give him to somebody else. But I still wanted to call in and say, I was like, wait a minute. I was just looking at his fight on YouTube right now when he had that question. So like, damn, don't just call, just live with him.
Wow, that's great, man.
I can't give him the two tickets. The next two tickets I'm going to give away are going to be to a Marine. If there's a Marine out there listening, Marine, Army, any military, find my fan page on Facebook. Like my fan page on Facebook and write me why you deserve the tickets, and I'll give you two tickets.
I love it.
And that's how we did those last two. So it'd be something for a Marine or, you know, a military, Army, something, so we can go ahead and benefit them.
I love it. And, Marcel, man, we really appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show, man.
Way out in town. That's my hometown.
And you're from what? Cage what again? I'm sorry. I didn't catch that.
I don't think he's in.
Well.
Nope. Did you hang up on him?
No, I didn't hang up on him, man. You guys always blame me. Hey, big shout out to Marcel for calling in and supporting local MMA. And for all the fans out there listening, any armed services, go to Marcus's. And you guys can find it on Madhouse. You can find it on my Facebook. I put a link up for this kid. So you guys go find him. He's not that hard. Google him. I mean, you're the guys with his. You know, and you guys can go to MMAMadhouse.com's Facebook page, and he's up there right now, a link to his Facebook page. You guys can go to our Twitters and find links there as well. Hey, while we got you, before we run out of time, give a shout-out to all your sponsors, you know, social media for fans to follow you, whatever you want. You get 2 minutes, run at it.
Awesome. I want to thank, obviously, you guys, you know, MMA Madhouse for having me on the show and going ahead and, you know, getting myself out there. I want to thank Jess for the opportunity to fight, you know, on the Army vs. Marine card. I want to thank Moe's Barbecue, Mike Shelley. He's been following me since day one. He's not only a sponsor, but a really great friend that's given me great advice in the business aspect and just as, you know, a young man growing up. I want to also thank Clinch Gear, Fight Gear. They also sponsor me with, you know, training gear, all that good stuff. So all you guys out there that love MMA, go out there, you know, Google it, type it in, you know, clinchgear.com. Go get your gear. I mean, it's great. They have some good lines coming out right now. I also want to thank Performance MMA. They're located at my gym. They supply pretty much everything from shin guards to beanies for MMA for, you know, all of Colorado. Check them out. I want to thank Down to Earth Healing with Haley. She's a massage therapist for me. She gives me a massage every Wednesday. And, I mean, it's really great. I mean, I can't explain it. I've never had a massage the way she's massaged my body. And it's been great. Check her out. Yakuza, which is my roommate. He owns his own clothing company over in Germany, and they just bring it over to the U.S. His fan page is actually on my page as well. Check him out. And for the after party, for everybody that's going to be at the fights on the night card, I'm having an after party with two of my teammates, with Sid Bice and Nick. We're going to be having it at Tommy Gunn Nightclub, so, you know, go check it out. We're all going to be there. You can hang out, have some good time, and have some fun with us. And to my team, Factory X, man, these guys have got me to where I am right now, and they're continuously, you know, bringing me up and, you know, teaching me, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's pretty much it. I hope I got it all in fast enough.
Skippy, we can't hear you, bro. You muted yourself. Hey, Marcus, man, we really appreciate you taking the time out, man, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck this weekend, and, man, we just appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you.
Hey, anytime, man.
Yeah, you guys have a great night.
You too.
Right, bye,
man, Don, you're going to be at an action-packed event, bro.
I know, I'm excited.
Okay, I got to get our last guest on the phone, so you guys.
Yeah, dude, we
should
have been flipping. But I don't think we're really expecting that giveaway in the middle of the show. So I'll give you a free pass. Hey, just let me talk before I take away your free pass this time. So since he did a giveaway in the middle of the show, I won't hold it against you for not having our next guest lined up.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Hey, you know, I think that's the least I can do for you just today only, though. So now, Donald, what are you thinking about Saban's fight? Give the people the lowdown.
On what fight?
On Saban Santiago.
Oh, man, it's going to be a great fight, man. These two guys are going to put on a show. I haven't really been able to get much on him, like the resources I got. But what I heard, Santiago's a bigger dude. For 185, he swole while being a, you know, a ranger and stuff. And I don't know too much about the other guy. I've been slacking on my research a little bit.
What are we going to do? Man, I'm going to have to send you down to Chris Gregory's for a weekend so you can have some training. He's looking for Chris Gregory is actually in need of an assistant, you know? I mean, maybe this is my way of nominating you for that job. If Utter Butter is listening right now, I've found you an assistant.
Hey, Chris is awesome. He actually changed my nickname for me. So
Utter Butter Jr.?
No.
That's fucked up. Dude, that's just wrong, Lepofsky. That's wrong. Hey, now, we're about to...
Are you guys Team High Crotch?
Team High Crotch. Hey, Donald, we've got your boy Saban in queue. We're going to bring him in. Do you want to introduce him to the world? He is live.
Saban Santiago
Army Ranger, and he'd be headlining the main event at Army versus Marines.
Welcome to the show, brother. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How you guys doing? Thank you for having me on this evening. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, first of all, we appreciate you taking the time to not only come on the show, but to step in front of the fans and give them an exciting night. How excited are you to get to this date?
I'm very excited. You know, MMA is kind of an extension of my profession. You know, I'm a professional soldier, so it goes hand in hand. I really look forward to Saturday. I train about 6 to 7 days a week. I work about 10 hours a day. So training is my life. This is all I do. And it's just a great opportunity. I fought on last year's event. I look forward to fighting on this year's event and just dominating the fight and getting it over with.
So let me ask you, as I'm going to play the idiot, especially so for all the fans out there listening, what in your mind is tougher, the day-to-day training in MMA or the day-to-day training in the military?
Oh, you know, MMA, it's kind of military organized in some gyms. I've seen, you know, it's really tough. You know, some of the gyms I've been in, you know, they really push you to your limit. You know, I have to say that the military training is harder because, you know, you're playing for keeps. Whereas, you know, MMA, it's rules, you know, so there is a big difference. However, the mindset is the same. You know, you train to win, and you have to stay focused. So I would say that the military training is hard because, you know, you're playing for keeps and you're on call 24/7, whereas MMA, it's kind of like, you know, it's your hobby. It's something fun to do and something to stay in shape and, you know, something that fills your time with. So,
Saban, how nice is it and to have an event that is just strictly for military guys? I mean, because we were talking to Jeff earlier, and he was mentioning how, you know, Marine veterans and Army veterans and Air Force veterans come to the event, and they use it, like, as a reunion. How awesome is that to be able to perform, not only, like, you know, center stage, you know, in front of regular MMA fans, but then also in front of your fellow veterans?
You know, it's a wonderful opportunity. Jeff's a wonderful guy. I mean, he really supports the veterans. He's always doing some type of event for cops, firefighters, soldiers. So I just want to say thank you to him for that, his wife and all the staff. You know, it's a great thing because, you know, these guys, they get together, even my guys in my unit, they look forward to it. They send out emails. The guys buy tickets. You know, they all get together. They reminisce. And, you know, it's a really nice, soothing thing for the guys to get together and see some competition because, you know, they're all type A personalities and they all love this stuff. And in the end, we're all on the same team. But, you know, I think it's a great thing. It gives guys something to look forward to and something to entertain themselves with. So it's a great thing.
Now, so now I know that certain branches have beef. Now, what kind of bets are being made between the different branches on the fights, do you think? Or are there any?
Well, you know, the Army, we've taken it. We've won it 2-1 against the Marines. So, you know, I mean, I'm a soldier at heart. I'm going to go for us winning again. I don't know what kind of bets are out there, but, you know, the Marines, they usually have a good showing, a good crowd that comes to support them. So, hey, more power to them. You know, I wish them the best of luck. You know, it's all fun and entertainment, but, you know, I'm rooting for our guys, and hopefully we come out with a win and we have most of the wins for the evening.
Now, being a soldier and stuff and fighting, do you have to get how much clearance do you have to get to be able to fight due to, like, injury causes and stuff like that?
You know, well, my unit, I'm in a light infantry unit, one of the 157 Infantry Regiment. And so, like I said before, that MMA is an extension of what I do. We call it combatives, but it's really just MMA. And so it's actually part of our physical fitness program. So, you know, my leadership, they actually love this kind of stuff. I mean, the guys get off on this kind of stuff, and they totally support it, injury or no injury. I mean, if I get an injury, it doesn't matter to me because I'm used to training with injuries. So, you know, I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to fight no matter what. And, I hate to say that I play for keeps, but in my mind, that's the way I think of it because in my mind, it's victory or nothing. But, you know, my entire staff and the people above me are very supportive, so they're not too strict on that stuff.
And you're up in Greeley, correct?
Yes, that is correct. I actually live in Loveland now, but I train out of Greeley. I train mostly in the farm Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I also train once in a while top-notch MMA, which is in Greeley as well.
Do you like training in a gi or no gi?
Well, you know, I like no gi because I'm an MMA fighter, but I know that training with a gi, it does have its place, especially when you're training for grappling and for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. However, I enjoy the no gi. You know, I just feel that I get better training out of it because it's the stuff that I can apply to fighting.
Okay, now I have an interesting question. Hold on, I have an interesting question because being that you're in the military, you probably don't really get overly large. You fight at middleweight. Can I ask how much weight do you cut for a fight? I'm assuming, I mean, just a rough guess, probably like less than 10 pounds being in the military.
Unfortunately not. I actually cut close to 30 pounds for a fight because I walk around at 220 solid. I don't have a lot of body fat. You know, I'm a pretty big guy compared to a lot of other soldiers. So I cut about anywhere from 20 to 30 pounds depending upon where I'm at in my fight camp.
Interesting. And can I ask how far out are you?
I'm very close, you know. Usually about a week out or 2 weeks out is just, you know, prep and maintaining. The cut used to be the hard thing, but I've found tricks and, you know, with experience, just, it gets easier and easier. So I've found that if I actually start cutting weight a few weeks before or a week or so before, slowly and steadily, it's a healthy cut, and I still have energy and I feel fantastic.
Dude, that's great, man. Now, what are you expecting to see in this fight? Like, do you have any kind of idea what to expect from Brian?
No, you know, usually with fights, I mean, all the time with fights, I never really think about the other opponent. I really don't care for them. You know, not to say disrespectfully, but, like, I just, you know, when I think of a fight, it's really I focus on me and how I have to push myself harder because I'm my own competition. So I don't really think of the opponent, and I'm not really worried about what they're going to do. I just kind of go in there with a game plan, you know, as a templated game plan, and then I have contingency plans, and I really just go in there to finish it, you know. I feel like I have an advantage because I'm a middleweight fighter coming up. A lot of guys don't know who I am. You know, I've been in the background for a while, and now I just really want to do this thing and take it to the next level because, you know, I'm getting older. I'm not getting any younger, and I just want to do this thing and be the best that I can be.
Dude, I wish that more fighters had that mindset because far too often, like, we talk to a lot of matchmakers and stuff, and, like, people, you know, you always ask a guy about a fight, and they're like, well, I need to see video of the guy. And I think it's great that you, like, because I think you can trap yourself or lull yourself into expecting certain things in a fight, and then when they don't happen, you're kind of, like, left, like, holding the bag going, what the fuck do I do now? He was supposed to throw an overhand right at the end of that combination, and he came with a left upper hook, uppercut. Totally much more like the way where you're like, you know what, I'm going to impose my will, and if that's not working, I'm going to impose this other portion of my will, and then if that's not working, I'm going to impose this other portion of my will, and then if that's not working, we're just going to scrap.
Yeah, you know, that's the fantastic thing about our sport, you know. You know, anything can happen in MMA, and the bad thing with that, with guys looking at fight videos and everything else, it can kind of, you know, start the faucet of drought, you know, where it starts trickling down and they continue to doubt themselves. And, you know, even top fighters in the UFC or Bellator, you know, you always hear them talking about the importance of psychology with fighting, you know, because it really is all a mindset. And I've learned that as a soldier, being in the military, that you have to be really strong and powerful mentally in order to face anything in life, you know, physically, because, you know, your mind is controlling your body. And I think that the more focused you are and the less negativity and impact that you have on outside environmental factors, you can focus and be an extreme efficient and effective fighter.
Donald, are you there, brother? Donald?
Yeah, I'm here. I was listening.
Oh, okay.
He got, man, he was in awe at how good we are.
Now, go ahead.
You're the only one talking, bro.
Oh, I didn't know. Now, with the mental aspect of being in the military and stuff like that, Is it nerve-wracking headlining this huge card?
No, not really. I don't really think about it. Actually, I don't even think of the fight at all until the day of the fight, so I'm not even stressed right now. I'm at home spending time with my kids. I'm actually about to do some homework. I finished training today. I put in about 3 hours of training. And then I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning, do about another 2 hours of training, go to work, come back, put in another 3 hours of training, and call it a night. You know, it's just it's my routine, and no stress. You know, I'm just a mentally strong individual, and I just look forward to each day. Every day is a blessing, so I'm not stressed at all.
And you're to the soft part of your camp where you're just going to kind of lightly do some cardio, hit some pads, nothing too extreme?
Yeah, no, you know, just some circuits, some running, a little bit of Stairmaster, a little bit of sauna stuff, and then some pad work, you know, just to work on some technique and stuff like that.
Now, what will your light day be like?
My light day?
Do that day? No, your fight day. Like, you wake up Saturday morning. Do you prefer to be alone? Do you just like to keep hanging out with the family and just kind of relax?
Oh, yeah. I wake up and I spend time with my kids. You know, my family's a big part of the fighting. My wife's an actual MMA fighter as well. My kids, I bring my kids to my fights. So the first thing I'm going to do is actually wake up and eat breakfast. So that's the first thing on my mind. And then after that, it's just, you know, staying calm and collective and staying focused. And, you know, having fun because, you know, we do this to have fun. You know, if you're not having fun doing it, then why do it?
That's a very good point. Now, everything goes the way that you're training and planning for. You get your hand raised. What's next? Do you want to try to find some fights outside your region and maybe start taking some guys on in the Pac Northwest or maybe down in the South and try to start – you know, getting your name out into some other organizations in different parts of the country?
Yeah, you know, I look forward to that. You know, for me, I take it one fight at a time. However, I do want to be the best in what I do. And, you know, I want to, what's next for me after this fight, all goes well, is just, you know, training for the next fight. And if I get another great opportunity, I would love to take on somebody else in a bigger venue if it comes my way. I'm appreciative towards Jeff and the Sparta Combat League. It's a great venue, a great individual, a great company. And so anything that comes my way, you know, I'm going to take the opportunity. So
now you mentioned the family aspect. How supportive is your family and have they been to any events?
They've been to most of my event, fights. We've been to other events, so they're very supportive. You know, it's a little difficult because a lot of my time is spent on training, you know, about 4 to 5 hours a day, and then I work about 10 hours a day, and when I come home, I'm doing homework online. So, you know, there's a big sacrifice with time with my kids, but I always make time for them on the weekends, you know, because they're very, it's really important for me to spend some time with them and to make time for the important people in my life. So they're very supportive. And I'm appreciative toward that.
I feel you. You know, as somebody who gets tied up in the media aspect, not the fighting aspect, you know, like tonight, had science fair at school, had to rush home to get ready for the show. So, you know, it's a fine balance. And do you ever have those days where you just, that fine balance isn't working? And what do you do to get back into the rhythm?
Yeah, there are days, you know, where things don't go my way. You know, I'm only human. I make mistakes, and sometimes I can become mentally unorganized, so to speak, when I have a hard day at work or whatever it is. But, you know, I always try to focus on the simplistic things in life. You know, I have to be appreciative toward what I have and the opportunities that I have, and when things kind of get out of line, I really take the frustration out on training, so I train more intense. And that's why I love training MMA. That's why I love MMA. You know, it really helps me focus. It gives me discipline. And like I said, you know, it's just an extension of my profession, and that's why I love it.
So I gotta get into a little bit more of the mindset. I grew up overseas in a military family. At what point in your career did you feel that, you know, maybe I need to start looking for something, you know, a passion and excitement outside of this when I leave?
You know, actually, I started fighting MMA for the military. I was stationed in Hawaii, and they were doing a type of, a grappling tournament. And so I fought about three guys, and I ran through them, and then they were doing, an international event, which is called the All-Army Combatives Tournament, and I got selected to fight heavyweight, and I was about 210 pounds at the time. Didn't realize what a big mistake that was, but it was a fun, you know, it was a fun thing, and they flew me out to Georgia, and, you know, it started off with grappling matches. I had about 10 or 12 grappling matches, and then it went to Pancras, and then it went to MMA, and I won most of my fights, and then I got to the MMA portion of it, and, you know, I fought this guy. He was about, I think, 6'7", 270 pounds, and the fight was going good until he landed on me and crushed my sternum, and it didn't go as planned, but after that fight, it was just like the training up for the fight I fell in love with, and when I got back, I just needed to do something with that additional time that I had, and I just wanted to continue to train for something. So I got into training continuously into MMA, you know, training the Muay Thai, training the boxing, training the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, et cetera.
Now, with your fights ending pretty quickly, one in the second, one in the first, how's your cardio for that? Are you prepared to go the three hard rounds and stuff like that?
Yeah. You know, I always plan for the worst case scenario. That's all I really do is work on cardio. Cardio is king. I would rather work on cardio than doing any other workout in the day. So that's the first thing, the order of business for me when I wake up is to get cardio out of the way. And really, I'm doing about cardio two times a day because, you know, I'm either doing running or circuits or CrossFit or Seal Fit. And in the evening, I'm going to training and I'm hitting pads, pad work, or, you know, I'm sparring. So, you know, I get my strength training in and then I get my cardio training in every day.
And how much, like, between, like, training at work and, you know, at home, do you do any, like, at the gym, do you do anything at home, you know?
Yeah, you know, I when I spend time with my daughters, you know, I take them fishing, we go camping, I take them to, like, you know, the places down in Denver, the museum, the zoo, the butterfly pavilion, you know, we do stuff at home, or, you know, I take them to the movies. So, yes, we definitely get out and do things, you know, or, like, you know, when I'm with my wife, we'll do things just between me and her, you know, we'll do, like, you know, the Tough Mudder event, or we'll do some type of thing like that where it's, like, physical and we train up for it together. And so, you know, physical fitness is a family thing, but also fighting is a family thing too. So it's either I'm getting ready for a fight or she's training and she's preparing for a fight, or we're just both going to the gym to train. So it's a wonderful thing.
How cool is that to have your partner train to fight? I mean, I'm not a fighter, but for me, I think to have my girl training with me, you know, it'd be totally different than having a buddy, you know, because you already have a pretty deep emotional connection. So you could push and see the stress levels and know how to, you know, push them a little farther without breaking her. So do you like that aspect of training with her?
Yes. Well, you know, at first I thought it was a mistake because I thought to myself, well, now she's a trained woman, so I better be careful. besides that point, yeah, you know, it's a wonderful thing because, you know, my wife is my best friend, so we're best friends first, and then we're married, you know, we have kids together, so it is good because, you know, it's easier for me as a fighter because she understands when I'm cutting weight or when I'm training, and, you know, like, I'm really focused, you know, she gives me the space I need. She's very supportive, and, you know, vice versa. So it really is a great thing. It really is. And I think that more couples should do it, not, you know, just getting into fighting, but getting into MMA for the fitness aspect of it, you know. You know, I always tell people, you know, they should do this as a different type of workout, a fun type of workout, you know, instead of going to the gym and doing straight reps and sets, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, monotonous. You know, MMA is a great thing just to do for fun and as a hobby to stay in shape, so.
Hey, now how, but at the same time, while it's a great way, you know, I mean, you mentioned the fitness aspect of it, but how much peace of mind does it give you, like, you know, if your wife goes out at night with her friends and someone wants to get crazy? I mean, to a certain extent, you know, I mean, if it's hand-to-hand combat, she'll probably more than likely be able to handle herself.
Yeah, you know that's a great thing as well, and that was one of my main objectives when I first got her into it was for self defense, and it is a good feeling, you know. It's just like an insurance policy, so to speak, you know. She knows how to kick ass, so I'm pretty confident in her ability.
Now, when she tells you to wash the dishes, do you just get up and go wash the dishes rather than maybe take the right focus?
I don't know. Sometimes we got to flip a coin. We might have to spar one or two rounds sometimes. So.
Now, do the neighbors ever ask if you're okay when you're out in public and they see you with a black eye and you're walking with your wife? Are they like, are you okay, sir? Do we need to get you any help or anything?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because a few months ago, she had a black eye and some FedEx guy came to the door and he was bringing something and he answered the door and I was like, you know, who is that? What's going on? And the guy was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to disturb you. I'm really sorry. I can come back another time. And, you know, he's seen the black eye on her face, and I was like, oh, it's okay, no worries. So, and then I didn't realize it until after the guy left, and I was like, fuck, man, maybe that guy thought I was, like, beating on my wife or something, you know?
No, man, that's, like, it's so funny that you say that, because, like, that when we talk to female fighters, that's one of my favorite questions, because you get some of the best stories. Like, this lady that fights out of southern British Columbia, River Jones, she was telling us that when she was trying on her wedding dress, the lady kept going, are you sure this is what you want to do? Because she had just had a fight like a week before, so she still had a black eye from her fight. And the lady's like, are you sure? I mean, we can help you if you need help getting away. And she's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's okay. If anything goes wrong, I'll probably kick his ass.
Now, do you guys work each other's corners or?
Yes. You know, I'm a corner person for her when she fights, and she's going to be in my corner for this fight. You know, it's important to me to have her there as support. And also, you know, to see and call things out if you know, if I don't see it when I'm in the ring.
Well, Saban, I got to make sure my mic's not unmuted. Before we run out of time with you, I want you to be able to have a chance to make sure you can give shout-outs to sponsors, gyms, family, social media for all the fans listening around the world to find you and support you. Anything you want, man. Anybody, go for it. Take some time.
You know, I want to thank all the men and women who sacrificed their lives for our freedom. To all my friends who didn't make it back alive, I think about them every day. To all the people in my unit for the support and mentorship and you know, being there for me. And I want to thank my wife, you know, who's always there for me. I want to thank Jeff and Ciro's for the great venue that he's putting together, two venues for the troops. What a wonderful and fantastic thing that him and his team is doing. I want to thank some of my sponsors, Hot Bod Clothing Company, you know, Sparta Supplements. That's about it. And then the gyms that I train at, I want to give a big shout-out to the Farmers Lane Jiu-Jitsu and all the guys there who helped me train up for this fight. Great coaches there, great staff. They have a great program. Also want to give a big shout-out to top-notch Henry Solis and all the other guys, you know, who are my sparring partners who also helped me to get ready for fights. And that's about it. And also thank you guys for doing this and doing what you do and giving me a great opportunity to showcase my character to the world. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Let me just restart unmute my own mic here. No, I was just saying, man, we really appreciate everything you do above and beyond getting in the cage, man. Stepping up to defend this country is an honor that nobody can thank you enough for, and we're just privileged to get to talk to you very much, brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate all the support that y'all give us and all the other Americans. It's really great for us to hear that and see that and get that. So thank you.
And I look forward to Saturday watching you on Go Fight Live make a serious statement in the 185 division. So good luck, brother.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, and have a great evening.
You too, man.
You too.
All right, take care.
Everybody, Saban Santiago, you guys can find him on Facebook. I tag him in posts. You'll find him on Madhouse, my Facebook, Lapakis, Donald's. You guys get out there and support him if you can't. Get the pay-per-view on Go Fight Live.
go to Sparta Combat League's website. I mean, there's a number of ways to support these guys, these fighters, these troops. Let's do this, folks. Let's support MMA. Let's support our veterans and our armed forces.
Thank you.
Anytime, brother. Donald, I can't thank you enough for pulling together these great fighters tonight. And before we call it a night, let's bring in one of Madhouse's own who will be fighting on this card. And I believe he's fighting on the morning card, if I'm not mistaken. Is Aaron fighting on the morning's card? Yeah, he is.
Yes.
Aaron, the Hitman Scott, welcome to Madhouse Live once again, brother. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Skippy? How you guys doing tonight?
Shit. Great, man.
Dude, I'm working with Skippy. You tell me how I'm doing, bro. I'm working with Skippy. You tell me how I'm doing.
And he knows.
Always got an exciting show, man.
Dude, like, I got to say thank you to all the fans listening tonight, and thank you to all of Marcus's fans, because, I mean, like, that dude, when he went and gave away tickets, the phone lines went ridiculously stupid. I was like, oh, my God, I got to answer every one of these calls. I hope somebody wins right away.
Yeah, dude, my old lady sister actually won those tickets.
Oh, really? Well, that's,
yeah.
There you go. That's supporting local MMA.
Right?
Well, hey, that just saved you some money then, right?
Say that again?
Did that just save you some money?
Oh, yeah, save me some money, for sure.
See, you didn't have to buy them tickets now.
And it's to the night show, man, so I'm getting called for that show, so I'm going to stick around and watch them fights for sure. It's going to be exciting.
How ready are you for your fight?
Dude, I'm ready, dude. I'm super ready. My last fight didn't go the way I wanted it to. The guy I was supposed to fight ended up backing out on me, and I had to take another fighter at the last minute, so I really didn't know nothing about the dude. Turns out he was a jiu-jitsu national title holder. He, like, placed third national jiu-jitsu. So I really didn't know not too much about the dude, but I just like to bang, man. I just like to stand up and fight, you know? All these other dudes like to wrestle and grope you and shit.
Okay, so let me ask this. You like to bang, and you don't really like that aspect. Why not boxing? Or Muay Thai or kickboxing?
Yeah, I might just, you know, take a couple Muay Thai matches just to see how it plays out. But
I mean, that opening fight on that card you're on, the Thai title fight, that's going to be a barn burner, bro. If you're towards the end of the card, typically, so.
Yeah, I actually trained with Aaron over at Z's a little bit. I got my parole transferred, man, up to my hometown in Loveland. This fight's in my hometown, bro, so I'm super stoked about it. And I stopped in at his gym and trained with that dude for about an hour and a half. And, dude, he's got some skills, bro. His kicks are outstanding. It's going to be a good bang for sure.
And you made a change in your corner, right? Because your brother will be in there now?
Yeah, my brother will be in there. My brother just got back out, man, and he's gonna be in my corner, dude. So, and I never wanna let him down. So I'm gonna be fighting my ass off for sure.
And how excited are you to, you know, fight in your hometown?
Dude, super super excited. This is the second time I've got to do it. The first time I finished the dude in 35 seconds. I'm hoping I can finish this dude in 10.
Do you know much about him?
No, I know he's 6'2". I know that. I'm 5'7", dude. That's all I pretty much know, you know.
Yeah.
I know he doesn't. From video that I've seen on the dude, I know he doesn't hit very hard. So I'm not worried about it. And he can't wrestle very well.
So you got a chance to go back in there and turn your fortunes around, get back on that winning streak.
Yeah.
Are you putting too much stress on yourself right now to get another win, or are you taking this camp, you know, more relaxed?
I'm taking it more relaxed, man. I don't got to cut as much weight. I took this fight at 185, so, you know, I might, depending on how this fight goes, you know, I might just stay at 185. You know, because I got to cut a lot of weight, dude, to get to 170. And I think that has a lot to play into it, too, man. It's real hard on my body.
So, what are you going to do post-fight to enhance the ground game? Are you going to continue going to some different people to work on that? Are you going to continue to try to clean up your striking more? What's your plans long-term, you know, for the next 6 months?
Jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu, and, you know, I'll work like an hour and a half. Like, I'll work like 3-4 hours a day. I'll work like an hour and a half. I'll stand up, and then we'll roll. I mean, then we'll hit the mats and stuff. My jiu-jitsu is getting better, man.
Will we see you entering any tournaments to help work on the jits?
Will you see me?
Yeah, will you do any tournaments to help you, you know, progress the jiu-jitsu game?
Hey, man, you know what? I never really thought about that, man. That could be something, you know. That could be something I could look into. That might be a good idea.
Because I'll be honest, I mean, you get into jits tournaments, win or lose, it's beautiful experience for you.
Yeah, do it for the experience. Yeah, totally.
You know, that's something that can also help fill that passion of, you know, competing that you have. So, you know, anybody out there hasn't read his story, you can go to MMAMadhouse.com. Just type his name, Aaron Scott, into the search bar and see this kid has a passion. And we're not going to dwell it. You've told your story multiple times on the show. But that might help, you know, maybe even some tie tournaments, you know, to work strictly on the stand-up aspects and the clinching and working the elbows and knees. So I'd like to see you do some more tournaments like that, you know, in between your fights.
Yeah, that would be sweet, man. That'd be something to do. And, man, I say religious to Jeff Cisneros and Sparta. And, I mean, they always got Muay Thai matches at their kickdowns and stuff. And maybe I should get into a couple of them, man. I was thinking about it.
You know, it could be fun. You know, like I said, the tournament definitely, you know, in a grappling tournament or a BJJ tournament, that's just fun. I know a lot of fighters who enjoy doing them. And, well, you know, while you have the opportunity, you know, it's just good experience. And I mean, I doubt Lopaki will disagree with me, but if you can get into some just straight-up tie fight, you will see your stand-up game be able to progress at a different level because you don't have to worry about the takedowns. So you could, you know, learn to be a little bit more technical,
continue
a little bit more clean.
Yep. Yeah,
and you never know.
You grabbing you and taking you to the mat.
You know, hey, you do a tie tournament, and you might turn around and say, look, dude, I'm going tie, bro. I'm going K-1, man. I like this.
Yeah, and I'm pretty good with my hands, man. I mean, if I let my hands go, you know, I'm gifted. And then my kicks, man, I kick like a fucking mule.
We're huge fans of K-1 and Muay Thai fights, and we just watched Lopaki just put up some great bare knuckle Muay Thai fights, and I mean just. The sport of Thai fighting is just so clean and technical, and it's just a bloody war, man. I love it.
I agree, man. I like it, too. I think it's awesome.
You know, it'd be nice
I don't know what it is about MMA, man. I just like the fact that if you are getting your ass kicked standing up, you know, you can take it to the mat and just, you know, beat the hell out of them if you get that opportunity, you know?
That's true. It's very true.
I mean, it's got more loopholes to it, I guess. Okay, so you got more.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
do,
go ahead.
No, dude, just tell me to shut the fuck up, man. You're talking.
No, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, Lopaki, you keep talking like that, you fucking mime. Yeah, he's still miming away like a champ, dude. If he knew how to hit the button that says unmute on your microphone,
don't make me call Team High Crotch. Don't make me call Team High Crotch.
I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize right now to Lopaki, and thank you, Team High Crotch, for not flying to Oregon and beating me up.
No problem.
I'm very honored to have Team Madhouse and Team High Crotch on the same show, man. How fucking cool is that?
Aaron, do you want to consider joining Team High Crotch?
Sure, why not, bro? It sounds like a good time. She motherfuckers are out of control.
You have a hey dude, it comes with a built in sponsorship from Utter Butter.
Yeah. That's weird.
Oh, Lord.
That's fucking awesome. And, man, I'm super excited for this fight, man. And I get to fight for the troops. You know what I'm saying? I got family that was in the military and whatnot. And that's, you know, and given that it's in my hometown, I mean, dude, I'm not going to lose.
Okay, so I guess I'm the only one talking.
No, I was just waiting for, you know, somebody else to jump in. I got a question. So, excluding MMA, how's the rest of everything going for you in life, man? You and your old lady, the job, you guys are still rocking along?
Oh, yeah, bro. Shit, my life is going good right now. Everything's great. I just got my parole transfer just went through, and I'm actually back in my hometown. I'm up in Loveland. You know, I got more training abilities, people I can train with, you know. Gyms I can drop into, stuff like that.
How much excitement or rejuvenation maybe has that put into you?
A lot, man. A lot, you know, because I mean, living where I was living, it was a bit nerve wracking, you know, being so far away from my family and everybody I care about, my older brother, you know, my old lady, the kids and stuff. But, you know, and then, you know, if I wanted to train, you know, really get up to train, you know, I got to drive down. I got to drive 3 hours, 3.5 hours, you know, and I get to stay a weekend, and then I got to go back. You know, now I don't have to deal with that.
Well, yeah, it's got to be kind of a, you know, a relief. But at the same time, it's got to be such a calming feeling knowing that it's no longer, hey, I'm running over to a guy's, you know, garage, and I hope two of his buddies could show up and help me get ready. I got to fight in 10 days. You know, now you can go into a gym, work with a team, work, you know, with weights and stuff, and you can do things maybe normally, more normally maybe.
Yeah. Man, I'm getting ready. I don't know, man. I think I'm getting ready to start scouting gyms, man. I don't know. I got to wait for this job to pick up. I'm supposed to be starting on the oil rigs here soon. But I was thinking about maybe going to Factory X or the Grudge. Up in Denver.
There you go.
I hear nothing but good things about them places.
Aaron,
I think that'd be a great fit, too.
Yeah, dude, I'm looking forward to seeing you get into one of those bigger gyms and really get to have, you know, a great selection of coaches and training partners to really help progress your game, whether you go, you know, full MMA, whether you start doing a little tournaments here and there, but whatever, you know. I'm glad to hear that things are still on the up for you and that, you know, you're still working hard for it.
Oh, yeah, man. I ain't going to quit, man. I'm going to keep driving. I hope MMA, you know, I hope I stick with it. You know, I don't have any intentions on quitting it, man. I want to go pro, man. I want it to take me somewhere, you know.
Well, hey, stick to your guns, brother. Hey, we're going to end up wrapping this show up. You want to give any shout-outs?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to a couple of my sponsors, Convicted Clothing out of California, you guys, MMA Madhouse, the Boise Tavern in Loveland, Loveland Custom Inc. I think that's pretty much it, man.
Tattoo sponsors fucking kick ass.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. Hey, man, it was a privilege being on your guys' show again, man. And, you know, hopefully I come back on the show with a W, man, you know?
Hey, no matter what, as long as you go in there on weight and you put in the best you can put in, we don't care. We'd like to see a win, but as long as you show up like a professional on weight and you leave it all in that cage, we stand behind you 100%, brother.
That's right. That's what I want to hear, brother.
Hey, we've got a fighter by the name of Bruce Richards that you should look up on Facebook and become friends with. I believe he's got 25 fights. He went on a streak for a while, losing, I think, 5-6 in a row. But this kid fights every weekend sometimes, 4 or 5 weekends in a row. And you know what? He always comes prepared on weight, and he always leaves it all in the cage. And, he, you know, and that's all we ask of the fighters that we sponsor, just – show up and just kick ass the best you can.
Yeah, I don't expect anything less, man. That's me all the way.
Well, shit, I know it's getting late there. Go spend some time with the family. I appreciate you calling in. Good luck this weekend. We'll be looking for that W.
All right. Thank you, bro. Thank you for having me on the show. You guys have a good night.
Have a good night, man.
Anytime.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
And if James and Vanessa are listening, Vision Smoke Shop, the 420 Extravaganza Saturday, car show, glass blowing, a private tent for OMH to partake. Also, raffles, sales. And if they're listening, I love you guys. We had a vape pen disaster during the show.
Oh, so my God,
really
I did.
We're looking for some
I
love.
Really did.
Kaboom.
I don't know what the hell just happened, dude. That was horrible, man.
That's why
like I
go with
a
custom-made Sherlock. It's blue with brown and yellow stripes. I love this thing.
Yeah, bro, that's great, man, but I like the vape pen. I got a big fat steamroller, dude, that's just baller status. But
have you seen those steamrollers with water in them?
No, but I'm going to find one now.
We were hitting one at Big T's in the strip club the other night.
Oh, hell yeah. That's what I like about Big T's.
Dude, here's the funniest thing. When Drew was there, they were like, Drew, you can't be smoking inside. He's like, well, the stripper wants a hit. So he would run outside, take a big hit, run all the way to the strip club and blow in her face on stage. It's fucking Oh, dude, we were laughing. He got so tore up, dude. I got a video of him on stage stripping to Thriller. Thriller. It was hilarious, dude. We had to pull him on stage, man. I'm like, dude, you can't be up there. You're a 6'8" guy, dude. This is for women.
Is he that tall?
He's like 6'4".
Huh.
You know me. Everybody's
still pretty
tall.
That's like
I'm 5'3". Yeah,
like
he's pretty tall.
Top 98 percentile.
What's 5'5"? Because that's what I'm in.
Dude, you're like 12 percentile.
Damn.
You're taller than 12%. You're taller than 12% of the people, bro.
That's right. 12% of you. Shut up, short people.
Hey. Hey,
yeah,
I'm vertically.
Go ahead.
I was about
no,
to
no, no.
Just vertically impaired.
You're vertically impaired? Is that
yeah,
the political correctness?
Yeah, it technically be vertically impaired and horizontally gifted.
And my favorite all-time political correctness, and this is a big shout-out to Jeff, is gender dyslexic for gay people. They're gender dyslexic.
I can hear it now, dude. The ACLU is going to be calling now. I mean, good God.
Please send all hate mail to stptattoo@mmamadhouse.com.
Oh, my God.
Or tweet me at stptattoo.
Oh,
but I think it would be funny to start calling
while
them
we're
gender
ahead,
dyslexic.
Man. No,
I
you can't
love
do that. You can't do that, bro. You're being misogynistic.
Hey, look, I'm proud to be short, and everybody out there should be proud to be whoever they are. And if there's a cool political correctness term for them, we should use it.
Okay, Napoleon.
Hey, what's the political correct term for a Hispanic Jew?
Skippy.
That's right, buddy. I'm like a leprechaun.
That's where you
dude.
Can message STP tattoo.
Yeah. Donald, man, killed it, brother. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight to hang out with us and do this kick-ass show. I want to give a
shout-out
to you. If you give out some information so all the crazy fanatics can stalk you on social media.
Donald Pierce 7 at Twitter, and then just basically Donald Pierce at Facebook. Pretty easy.
I'll give a big shout out to all our sponsors: Ink Tank Tattoo, Global MMA Consulting, Big G's Nightclub. We'll be down there this weekend. Combat Sports Insurance, 24 and LV. Triumph Fitness, Central Oregon Triumph, Tank Crimes, Vision Smoke Shop, Intimidation Clothing, Hype or Fight,
NeverTap.com, NeverTap.ca, NeverTap.ca, Clinch Custom Mouth Cards at GetClinch.com, Brawl Base, Revolver, why am I reading the old list? Draco Impact Armor, who did I forget, anybody? No, I think that's everybody. But you guys, go to our MMAMadhouse.com anytime. We have a list of all our sponsors with hyperlinks there. Go check them out. Support the ones who support us, the ones who bring you guys local MMA from around the world. Lapaki, who do you got to thank?
Me, I have a short but sweet list, man. I got to give a shout-out to Vision Smoke Shop. The 420 Fest is going to be crazy. Make sure you get over there, pick up some discs. I might even sign one for you. If you can find me there and you buy a disc, I will sign it for you. You just never know where I'm going to be at. I want to give a shout out to Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, MMA Madhouse, On It, and Rockstar. And that's it, motherfuckers. Get alpha brain, bitches.
And I want everyone out there not to forget the Sunday Night Breakdown, hosted by the man himself, Rob. You guys got to check this fool out. Clean cut business, just kind of stick and tie up the ass guy. I don't know why Clinch Custom Mouth Guards would hire such a clean cut prick, but they did. And I'm glad I'm stuck with Lapaki. He's a better guy. I like him. Way to go on the Sunday Night Breakdown. You guys cannot miss that shit. He kills it. Big shout out to Chris Gregory over at MMA Topics with the Yet to Be Named Show and MMA Topics Radio on Sundays as well.
He's also the team captain for Team High Crotch.
Yes, guys, everybody, give a big shout-out to Team High Crotch. Go to Chris Gregory MMA, and I want you guys to put War Team High Crotch or go to Donald Pierce's. You guys can find either one of these on MMA, Lapaki, Skippy. Guys, tweet at them, tag them. Every time you guys tweet, every time you guys post, I want you guys to put hashtag Team High Crotch. Everywhere, all across all social media that contain Donald or Chris, you guys, hashtag Team High Crotch. Do not miss it. You guys want to be part of this. They're the number one team in MMA.
Nice, thanks.
They're MMA's version of Batman and Robin.
Dude, that is for real. Donald, what are you going to do the rest of the night? We got about 9 minutes left to fuck off on this show. What are your plans? You going to go home and beat up anybody? You going to train? What's up? You going to go and watch some boob tube?
I'll probably
go, rob a liquor
home
store?
Eat a little bit, watch some TV, be lazy. No, I like to just keep it simple. I'm a boring guy most of the time.
Dude, you never got us the race card, so we missed out on some money-making opportunities tonight.
Yeah, no, I just heard some guy get thrown out because he's all throwing shit around. It gets stupid here, man. Kentucky Derby, we have about, I'd say about 6,000, 7,000 people in this place.
Wow.
Oh, man, it gets ridiculous. You got people, you know, crying and moaning about horse pulling up too fast, and I was like, man, y'all take this too serious.
Dude, the ponies are fun, man. There used to be these Vietnamese guys that were at the Remington track in Tulsa, man, and I don't know what system they used, but they were pretty good, man.
Oh, man, these guys bring in laptops and research the breeders and how fast they ran their last race. It's like,
and they're looking at, like, what are they running? What are they running? Wet conditions? What are they running? Thick mud? What are they running? Slop?
Clay, grass, all that stuff. I don't even know how to bet.
What? What do you mean you don't know how to bet?
So I don't know how to bet.
Man, you just walk up and you tell them, I just want to bet this guy to win, and you give him $2, and then you walk away.
Well, that's what I did for the first time I've ever tried, and I lost, so I was like, that's done. One and done.
That's, like, the easiest way to do it, you know what I mean? But you can do, like, a trifecta box where you can pick, like, 3 horses, and if they come in any order in the top 3, then you're a winner.
I think
that's
usually,
like, 6-1.
See, I've been hitting the head too many times, so I just like to
just be simple, the number 7 horse. And they asked what race. I'm like, ah, shit.
Oh, shit. What,
dude, no, like, you can even do, like, you can do, like, a box wheel. You can do, like, a box and one. Like, you can pick, like, if you know a horse is going to win and then you're not sure about the other two horses, man, you can, like, dude, it's so much fun, man. You need to go and just sit down next to one of those old guys with, like, a 10-gallon hat that's just clean as shit.
Actually,
man. Just be like, take me under your wing, sensei.
There's a guy in here that hit a race off $100, won 150,000.
Oh, yeah.
He got, like, an ultimate quinella or trifecta or some shit. He hit that for, like, 170,000 for one day and then came back and won 10 G's the next day. I was like, man, it's way too much money for one person in 2 days.
Jeff.
No way. He's probably still not.
Jeff's live, guys.
Ahead. Jeff, go ahead.
Jeff.
What?
What's up, killer?
Hey, Needle Dick, what are you doing?
Dude. It's so funny you said that, dude. I was just thinking about banging Dobie my dick again. Thank you for reminding me I had something to do after the show. How you been?
Just fancy. Just great. Driving, listening to you guys.
I would like to tell everybody while we have you on the air that they should go check out your newly redesigned Clinch Custom Mouth Guard page. I think you did a fantastic job, brother.
I didn't do anything.
That shows how often Skippy goes.
Dude,
what the fuck are you talking about?
He's full of shit. He's full of shit.
Like five
he knows.
Pictures on the front page. I didn't put like 5 pictures on the front page, and that's it. I didn't do anything. I didn't get to. Once you stopped talking to me, I got all lost again, and I was like, oh, fuck it. Better stop before I turn this thing inside out.
Okay, now, yesterday, for any fans who went there, all they got were 3 little small boxes that were 1 inch by 1 inch. Now you have a whole sheet of Clinch Custom mouth guards and some ridiculously hot lady in the middle.
Dude, that's
way better.
It is way better. It is way better, for sure.
And don't forget
funny for a front face, don't it?
Dude, I like it. It looks way better, Jeff.
Well, anything with my wife on it's going to look way better, but...
I'm still dumbfounded as to what you did right.
Got a big dick. What do you mean what I did right? I didn't have to do anything right. Stand up. Sitting tall or laying down.
That's fucking hilarious.
Well, you see, I'm not good looking and I'm not rich, so couldn't you just figure that out on your own?
I don't know, man. So, hey, dude, we're wondering, have you heard of the newest team that's formed?
No, I haven't.
Haven't, dude? Oh, man. There's now an official team, High Crotch.
Oh, I did hear that a few minutes ago. Yeah, was that by Utter Butter?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good sponsor.
By Utter Butter.
That's a serious sponsor. There's a lot of cows in this world that need, you know, they got them chest silk nipples. They get their nipples all lubed up. They want to go all dried out and cracking.
I'm just very happy that Chris Gregory from MMATopics.net was honest enough to the fans to come out and talk about how he gets his rash guard prepared before a fight so it doesn't chafe his nipples. Most fighters wouldn't come out and be honest about that.
With Utter Butter, he does it?
Yes, he keeps his nipples from chafing against the inside of the rash guard. Now, as a referee, is that legal?
Yeah, I think so.
Can I Utter Butter my nipples?
He can fight in safety if he wants. That'd probably be easier.
The whole attraction to the Utter Butter being applied. I can't speak on the truth of that, but that's my opinion, seeing as he wears a rash guard every day, even to the McDonald's job he has.
Yeah. He's probably lactating. That's my guess. You got young kids, right? Maybe he's the breastfeeder in the house. He's probably the breastfeeder.
Oh my god, do we have another Fallon Fox in the MMA world? Chris Gregory is the Fallon Fox. Wow.
Wouldn't it be a Chaz Bono?
Yeah. Chaz Bono would be a better, yes. Chris Gregory equals Chaz Bono.
Yeah, Chris Gregory was Chris was one ugly.
Oh, my God. Has anyone ever seen Chris Gregory and Chaz Bono in the same room? I'm posting it.
You got to tag Dallas Browning in that, dude. That way it'll get spread around the Midwest for sure.
Oh, I'm doing it. I'm doing it right now, folks, live on the air.
And I already got emails about that.
Oh, really? That's great.
Chaz Bono. Right?
Yep.
Chaz Bono. B-O-N-O?
Yep. I mean, I think they could be a pretty dangerous team, Jeff. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Great offenders. I mean, offensive. Anybody that comes into the cage to fight you with their shirt on is intimidating. they're hiding something.
I mean, do you worry about maybe them using a shank when they come to the cage with their shirt on?
Yeah, but with titties like that, I'm not looking under them. I'm going to call in the other. I'm going to have the second at the gate check under the titties and make sure he's not bringing in a shank. You check his prison wallet, maybe. I don't know.
Check his prison wallet.
He'd know. Maybe you can explain that to him.
No, dude, we all get it, bro.
Don't check it.
No, just explain it to
maybe
him.
Maybe the listeners don't. No, we don't need to. We don't need to do that to the listeners. So, dude, we have some pretty crazy guests tonight, man.
I only heard like the last half hour or 45 minutes.
Oh, you got to go back and listen to Marcus, dude. This kid was just fucking straight up cool crazy.
I will.
So where were you delivering guards to tonight?
Gracie Baja, Seattle, or Bellevue. Gracie Baja, where one of them wasn't there and drove all that way for nothing. Well, not for nothing because the other person was there. But and then got one new one, so it's all good. These are fucking Microsoft guys. I think they don't need to show up for meetings.
You.
Quiet, woman.
I saw your forehead after the last training session, bro.
I wasn't
being careful there.
Foreplay. It's different.
I figured it was from where she slammed your head into the headboard getting...
It was.
Dude, that's like JT Tilly in it, too.
Dude, whenever you get to your computer tonight, you're going to have a whole lot of fun, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I just walked in the door, so I'm to it now.
Why does it sound like you just walked into, like, Gracie Baja?
I just walked into my house.
What is there, a party going on?
Are your kids partying? Is that one kid over there with the drugs again?
No, there's no kid here, so you know what that means. There's no kids here. Movie night.
Oh,
Double feature. Double feature.
I'm Chris Gregory's all pissed off.
Yep.
If he ever listens to this radio show.
Oh, she does. She will.
Hey, that's not cool. I'm the closest state next to him.
Oh, hey, dude, right. He's his protege. Hey, I'm trying to get you to be his protege. That's why I'm introducing you guys everywhere, man. I even introduced you guys on Twitter as Team High Crotch.
Who's on Team High Crotch?
I put Team High Crotch members Chris Gregory and Donald Pierce.
Oh, poor Donald. Damn, dude, that's weak. I think you should strike back in some way.
I'll figure something out. I got a lot of time on my hands, so.
Oh, gosh, don't set yourself up like that with lines like that, though.
You guys are kind of witty. If you say shit like that, they're going to just pounce and be done. You're going to be starting your own jokes and finishing your own jokes.
Ooh, holy shit. Tonight was nuts.
I just got kicked out of the bar.
Why?
They're closing up.
Oh, dude, give the phone to somebody. Tell them that you're live on the radio. Let's talk to them. Pick somebody. A bartender, a bouncer, a casino worker.
I'm already in the car.
Dude, stop at the stoplight.
Just pull up to somebody.
Yeah. Just pull up
dude,
to somebody and be like, dude, I'm live.
Go up to Skid Row. Let's just take a trip
to
Skid Row.
Dude, I got it.
This will be
what
great,
you need
dude.
To do, find somebody and go up to them and say, listen, I'm live on the radio, on Madhouse Radio. It's a contest for $5,000. They don't, you know, I need to have somebody
tell
else
your name
talk
is Chris
to them.
Gregory.
Yeah, tell me your name's Chris Gregory. And I'm going to ask him. And, dude, you tell me what color shirt you're wearing right now, what color shirt you're wearing. I'll be like, dude, tell him, you got, you know, say, look, for them me to win the $5,000, they need to verify I'm wearing a green shirt. And when they get on the phone, I'll be like, welcome to Madhouse Live, dude. Chris Gregory is about to win $5,000 if he's truly wearing a yellow shirt.
I swear to God, if somebody kicks me in the nuts for this.
That's what's going to happen, Donald. It's going to be that, okay, for $5,000, kick the man in the nuts who just handed you the phone.
I have a feeling. What's bad is I can't beat the shit out of them when they do it because I work here.
Well, get far away from
him. Yeah, dude, he's not going to get beat up, man.
No,
this
just
is all
something you're about to win $5,000.
This is
played off like a real radio contest.
Hold on.
What color shirt are you wearing first?
Black.
Okay.
All right, what does it say on it?
It's our Madhouse shirt.
Okay.
Also, we're going to say you're on Kiss FM. Like, we got to figure out a radio station. Cause we can't say
I got it.
Okay. It's pretty dead in here. Let me try to find one of the kitchen staff.
Yeah, be like,
no,
dude,
not anybody you know. You got to go
yeah,
to a stranger.
Yeah, just go to a stranger and say, hey, I'm in a radio contest on a radio station right now, and they need to verify what kind of shirt I'm wearing.
No, we'll
there's
tell
no,
them. Just tell, just
there's
tell
nobody
them.
In here.
Okay, go to
people.
The bartender.
Huh?
Just go to the bartender.
Go to the bartender.
Just go to...
You're trying to get me fired now.
No, for real.
No, for real. That shit gets me fired here.
Go out in the parking lot.
There's nobody here.
All right, well, I thought we were going to Skid Row.
Where the fuck's that?
You live there. Go up 6th Street.
Man, our Skid Row is way up north from my house.
See, I told you knew where Skid Row was, Skippy.
Man, y'all have jokes. Oh, Lord.
There
you can't believe I...
Going your own, doing it yourself.
Hey, dude, but just imagine, now the next time you come on the show, just think how much more fun you'll have.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get wittier faster.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Dude, Chris Gregory is just getting ate up. He just said he's grinding like Fallon Fox.
Oh, nasty.
Tonight got seriously out of hand here the last 30 minutes.
When the
once Saban Santiago told us the story about the FedEx guy showing up in his house, in his old radio.
It went all crazy after that.
Oh, my God.
Damn,
Chris Gregory just sent me a Fallon Fox post that I'm in love with her. And so I went into the other post where he just put grind. I said, hey, we did that joke 30 minutes ago about you. Laugh out loud. Sorry, you're behind. We spent 30 minutes bagging on you. He wants to troll, dude. That's cool, man. I'm sorry, dude. He should be proud of his sponsorship with Utter Butter. Everyone go to Chris Gregory's page and post a picture of Utter Butter.
right now.
Yeah,
I'm Googling
go like
that
the
shit.
Utter Butter fan page. Here, I'm going to pull up Utter Butter on
there. Is there a fan page?
I'm pulling it up.
Oh, there is.
You should start one on Facebook, probably.
There's no Utter Butter. The brand is Nub.
All I got to say is I might have some fun with Facebook, I mean, my Photoshop tonight.
Dude, oh, dude, you should, dude. I'm going to copy this picture right now and send it to Chris Gregory. Utterly smooth, Utter Butter.
Utterly smooth. Man.
Dude, we need to post the picture right now. We need to post the picture on MMA Topics. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. This is awesome. This shit is wicked.
I'll see if I can get Skippy Cohen banned from Facebook.
Dude, this is great.
Dude, and then the thing is, he can't even call in and listen to us talk to him. It's too late. It's too late. The show's off live air, man. We've been going fucking ape shit for like 10 minutes without him.
Oh, my goodness. Jeff, what event? What's the next event you got?
Pitchfork.
Really? Nothing this weekend?
Nope. Not today. I'm going to go to. It's going to be like 5 weeks in a row after this.
Well, that's a good thing, though.
Yep. I'm stoked.
Oh, shit.
Fucking great fights coming. Great fights coming.
How bad are you guys bashing on it, man? My phone's blowing up.
Dude, like, I tagged you in everything, bro.
Yeah, I had like 45 of them.
Oh, shit. And I got one of my sponsors on the other line that I just sent to voicemail. I'm like, oh, shit, what are they posting?
Oh, Jeff's even adding one in now. This is great. And Jeff found an utterly smooth
utter. He's got to be like, what the hell's going on? Donald, aren't you so proud to be a member of Team Madhouse?
Oh, man.
Oh.
I had Aaron say to you guys that we were insane. It was like, jeez.
Dude, that's what we bring to the fans. And I want to thank everybody tonight who did come on the show from Sparta Combat League. Dude, that event's going to be kick-ass, but you know what? This second half of the show is just a better reason to download it than you could have imagined.
You can get more comments on the after show. Huh?
And, dude, we can continue this the rest of the week.
That's right. We got a show tomorrow night, folks. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Midwest Fighting. We're bringing on a whole 2 hours of that. They're going to kick down the door. They're going to tell us what's up. Who's beating the crap out of who? Who's the best in their divisions? We're going to have all that info, folks. Don't miss out. We might even have urine samples from everyone. We might bring you guys live urine samples.
What photo did you just add of me?
Utter Butter.
My wife just texted me, what the fuck's on your page? And what's sad is I can't text her back. She's going to think I'm doing something wrong.
Here, I'll answer for you.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to be divorced before I get home.
Answer for me.
Oh, dude, if your old lady leaves you over this, man, you were wasting your time anyway.
No, she'll start bagging on me with you guys, trust me.
Like a good girl. She should come in one of these times.
Oh, man, you guys don't want to start talking to her. Jeez.
Oh, yes, we do.
No,
now.
That's actually the final hurdle in your complete jump into MMA Madhouse.
My wife being on the show.
It's a 5-minute interview with your wife where you can't say anything and we can ask her anything
within reason.
Does she tell you anything anyways? Is she okay? After my fight with Steve, I went and seen her in the hospital. She goes, you are questioning me. So, I was like,
well, we
thanks.
Figure that's every day that you, that, we figure that's every day you look worse than her. Shit.
Oh, yeah, but she's in the ICU during weigh-ins, and I was going to not fight. And she said, don't be a pussy and go and fight. I was like, holy shit. Like, this lady's in the ICU.
You
caught me?
You
huh?
When your wife to you?
She made me.
What the fuck is she going to do if you don't do it? She's in ICU.
Dude, my wife's mean. She would have grabbed her oxygen cord and wrapped it around my neck.
That's messed up.
Well, don't fuck around.
I guess.
Yeah, and she's friends with Steve, so she didn't want him to see him not, you know, bite, so...
You need to take some man classes from Skippy. He's going to teach you how to talk to your woman. Get that shit straight.
Look,
out.
Take a newspaper, roll it really tight, the bottom of the feet. The bottom of the feet. They don't bruise, but when they walk, like my wife the first time, she was like, remembered that she put too much pepper on my macaroni and cheese.
So watch, I'm going to go in the house and roll up a magazine, and I'm going to whack her on the foot. And when she starts beating my ass, y'all can hear it.
Dude, pick a small magazine. She's going to shove it up your ass. So pick a small magazine.
Oh, shit, boy.
Oh, it looks like Captain Highcrotch is getting a little upset.
Captain Highcrotch.
It is to us on the show.
Dude.
This isn't funny anymore. This is not even fucking funny anymore.
Random people are starting to like all these posts. You know Chris is going to get mad. Oh, weed and MMA is a great mix.
Fuck your show. What does that mean? I don't think he likes your show.
Excuse me.
You lost the fan.
He said...
you guys got to send him a link.
Oh, he can see
oh,
everything.
Oh, he's got a
typing.
Link, dude. He's got a link. He knows where it's at.
Stop you tagging me.
Just imagine, dude. Next week, Utterbutter's going to be calling Carl going, hey, we noticed we were getting a lot of traffic from you guys' site. You mind if we do some kind of dual promotion?
Dude, if we can snag Utterbutter for a sponsor, I will give away 50 free shirts.
I think if you get Utterbutter as a sponsor, you should have to use it on your nipples for a month straight.
Let me see the bottom of the set.
Dude, I might use it on my balls because they chafe a lot.
Bottom of the foot.
What the fuck would you vote for?
Okay, yeah, she just looked at me like I was retarded.
Both she's from pissing on him?
Hey, just tell her to listen to the show. She'll understand.
Gip said you have to listen to the show. You'll understand why I just hit the bottom of your foot.
Big shout out to you for putting up with Team High Crotch. You're a great woman.
He said thanks for putting up with Team High Crotch. You're a great woman. She looks pretty confused.
Keep fighting.
You can tell her that, hey, you can tell her that you and Chris Gregory just formed the latest, greatest, I mean, you guys are like the next four horsemen, dude. You just need two more members, dude.
Hey, you can talk to her, okay? You want it to 5 minutes.
Oh, shit, 5 minutes.
Let's do it.
Oh, you're
on there.
Hello?
Hey, young lady, how are you doing tonight?
I've seen better nights. Yourself?
We're, Donald has brought together one crazy show. We are going insane into hour number three or something, and we get 5 minutes with you, so we want to know some truths about Donald.
All right, what you want to know?
How often does he do the dishes?
Pretty often, at least twice a week.
I think we should up it to four.
Yeah,
I, do too,
I think
but
he should. Does
I agree,
he leave the toilet seat up or down?
Yes, he leaves it up all the time, and it drives me fucking nuts. We have a 3-year-old little girl. She's going to fall in at some point in time. She's going to tell me, Mom, my butt's wet.
Okay, so that's one strike in the category for parents.
Yeah, Donald, you really got to – you can't be doing that shit, bro.
Can he cook?
Can he cook? He's all right. Some stuff he can cook really well. Other stuff, yeah, it's like eating a paper sack.
How often do you kick his ass?
Frequently, at least once a day.
Nice.
I bite, so I bite.
Okay, now I want to give you a suggestion. We know a fighter by the name of Dave Crochane, really well-renowned fighter, and he's on this amazing win streak, and we believe it's due to the fact that his girlfriend taps him in the nuts a couple times a day. Maybe you should try that.
Yeah, but then he cries and whines, and I have to listen to him whine and cry about it. F that.
Huh? After a while, it goes away.
Doesn't he do that anyway?
Yeah. But I still have to listen to him whine and cry.
I know, but he already does that, though, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, it won't really be anything different. Now he'll just have a reason.
Yeah.
At least now he would have a reason to whine and cry. That's what we're
saying. You seem a lot nicer than he makes you out to be.
I'm very nice. I'm sweet and cuddly as a baby piranha.
Baby piranha.
I love this. This is great stuff. Now, when was the last time he took you out, just you and him?
It's been so long, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, my gosh. Now, see, he told us it was a week and a half ago.
Well, I guess it depends. If we're covering fights, then, yeah, we go out once a week or so.
No.
It's like a date.
No, his
yeah,
exact word for it. I took my girl out to dinner and the movies last week.
I don't know who he's trying to fool, unless he's got another girlfriend.
Another one?
Another one? How many do you have?
You're two now, right?
I don't know. Silly me, I thought it was just me, but, I mean, there may be others.
Oh,
hey,
well,
now,
you know,
hey, if you had to either A, take your clothes to the laundromat and let somebody there wash them, or let Donald wash them, what would you do?
The lady at the laundromat, she puts fabric softener in.
Oh, he doesn't even understand fabric softener?
No, or dryer sheets.
Or dryer, that's where you get to smell good at, man, is in the fabric
right?
softener, and it makes your clothes nice and soft, man.
That's
I can't wear no clothes
but...
without any fabric softener on them.
That's what I'm saying, but nobody listens to me.
Dude, he has fallen down that pimp level like 4 notches. He's now an assistant pimp, from what you're telling us.
An
Chris
assistant
Gregory
pimp?
Could
no,
be
I would put him like beneath
he's a runner.
Pimp.
He's a runner.
He's a runner.
He
no,
runs
he's
between
a
the
wiener.
Stash house. He runs between the stash house and the... I think, you know what you should do? Every time he covers an event and doesn't take you to dinner, you should send him to the store to buy your feminine product.
He'll do that, but even then, it's not worth that much. He gets the wrong one sometimes, and who really wants that? That's like you guys getting the wrong kind of condom for your dicks. You know, really.
Oh, man, you have made this show even better than I thought it could get.
You know, I gotta do what I gotta do.
Well, young lady, you are by far the coolest old lady that we've had on here for any fighter/media, because Chris Gregory...
I don't think I'm that old.
Old, not old, like old, like, you know, like O-L apostrophe.
I would say the nicest lady.
Nicest lady.
Skippy just totally ruins the party just now. Like, way to go.
Right?
I'm sorry for shitting in everyone's Cheerios, man. I miss... Dude,
I'm
white trash. I'm white trash. I'd say old lady. Sorry.
You could say lady.
I apologize.
You could say girlfriend. You could say the chick that makes... The chick that, you know, does things that and nobody else will do to him. you know, but it's the whole old baby thing.
We call that ham sandwich.
We have one last question.
Has Donald ever put his Utter Butter on in front of you?
Has he ever put what?
Utter Butter.
For his chafed nipples.
He's done quite a few things. But I don't quite think that one. But there was this one time I was pretty intoxicated and I couldn't tell you exactly what happened. But y'all know what it's like when you're wasted.
Well, that's unfortunate because him and Chris Gregory, they share a Utter Butter fascination for some reason.
Him and Chris Gregory have a whole bunch of issues. Need I say more?
No, you don't. We feel you 100%.
No, but if you would like to say more, I mean, feel free, too, at the same time. We never want to ask somebody to be quiet.
I don't want to incriminate anybody.
Yeah, that's Donald's new tag team partner is Team Gregory, Chris Gregory over at Team High Crotch.
Well, I guess High Crotch, you know, it's better than low butt. All right, you lovely gentlemen, I'm going to put him back on the phone with you. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Hope all is well.
It is.
You too.
See, I told you she was half full.
No, you did.
Hey.
Dude, you're gonna hate life.
You rolled that amazing.
She's going to look for your Utter Butter right now.
You know he's sleeping on a couch for like a week because we're done. Hey, by the way, she thinks you have another girlfriend. I don't know why.
Oh, she always thinks that.
She's going to really think it this time.
Well, she thinks there's three now, not just two.
Yeah, she thinks there's more, bro.
Great.
I don't know how to track of that many.
I thought it was Chris is short for Christy.
Fucking great.
A finger at Chris Gregory. He just sent me a text message that says, I will kill you.
Oh,
he didn't even put that on Facebook. He just straight sent it personally. He's like, I will kill you.
Dude, my Skype camera froze up on Skippy right when he's like looking like he's got one of those like, oh shit moments on his face right now. And I wish there was a way I could save this picture because it would be fucking epic. It totally captures this moment in time right now. Because
take a picture of it.
Been
with
one of the craziest
camera.
Hours.
Don't you have one of those programs where you can just take a picture?
Whoa, this went right on Fallon Fox's page.
I know. That's
such. I didn't wait to admit it.
I hit like, and that way when she goes, what? I'm going to be like, I think you're a beautiful woman. I would have sex.
Oh, my God.
Dream. It's new.
Hey, guys, I got to head out. My phone's about to die.
Hey, thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Welcome to the family, man.
All right, thanks.
My fucking mouth sucks.
Save it up.
There you go, Utter Butter mouth.
Yeah, well, you got Utter Butter right in the middle.
Oh, shit, I'm about to pass out. Fuck. Whoa. All
right, see you guys.
Okay, what? Huh?
Why are you about to pass out?
Wow. That was a game changer right there, mother... Wow.
Dude, this whole
show
has been
a
game changer.
Well, maybe since, you know, MMA Topics is giving away these mouth guards, they gave them to give away when they get to so many likes. Maybe they should be Utter Butter mouth guards.
Oh, my God.
Dead.
I really think we're onto something here.
I think he probably wouldn't get mad, would he?
Dude, if they pay him, I know he'd be, like, happy with making these jokes.
Well... I think he wants to kill us right now. But,
he
you know, he's 6'3" and 260 pounds. I like my chances.
Who's going to be... Okay, here's the true question. Who's going to be madder?
Chris Gregory when he listens to the show or Donald when he hears what we're telling his wife?
Chris Gregory.
Hey, you guys, everyone out there knows Chris Gregory, all bullshit aside, he's part of the team. We're giving him a hard time. And, Chris, I'm very sorry your panties are all tied up right about now and you're listening to the replay, but I'd like to tell you something. Utter butter for life, baby. Rub them on them nipples. Throw on that beautiful pink fucking rash guard and go kick some ass.
Pink?
Maybe I'm colorblind. He tried to tell me it was chartreuse, but...
He's hoping that he hopes we choke on a fleshlight right now. What kind of guy is this?
That's wow, rude, Chris. Man. I thought you had more respect for us than that. That's going a little too far. We're joking about your nipples. you know right now somebody's listening to this show, they're like, oh, my God, I got to tune in every week now.
So do they know this is not an every week show?
Yeah, pretty much. It's called The Rogue Show on Friday night, folks.
This one here took a completely, like, I don't know, this was like a really crazy hour.
Yeah. I'm sorry for all the people who listened to the third hour and heard all of our utter butter jokes. I guarantee you in the next couple of days, Chris's Facebook, people are going to be like Googling his ass.
Dude, I just go look at his Facebook page. And it's like utter butter, utter butter, utter butter, utter butter, utter butter. We got to put utter butter on MMA topics.
Dude, I'm snitching on you fuckers.
No, he can't be getting me fucking bad. He did bad. He was enough with the Alexis Davis thing. He don't need to fuck me up here, too.
Don't pull an alligator.
So, hey, well, who do you think wins that fight? Her or Rosie Sexton? I think Alexis Davis, however she wants.
Rosie Sexton's going to lose, even though I love her to death. I think she's a great fighter. I think Alexis Davis is just too good.
Yeah, me too. So, have we heard any names on Tough? I know maybe Tara LaRosa.
I know that turned into a big problem because obviously we're not supposed to know any names, much less be talking about any names. So I think a bunch of people got in trouble. I know that he lit them up last night. As I talked to somebody, and he lit them up. Dana lit them up last night because people already knew stuff. So I think that there's some people that got even sent away.
Better coming back.
I think it
some
was
people...
more that...
Go ahead.
Who is that?
Skippy, don't you got a fucking camera that can see you?
No, dude, he's all froze up. I think it's more that people were saying that they didn't make it that gave away who made it, not that people were telling. Because it's not like you didn't know who was there. I mean, everybody and their brother was talking about being at this Ultimate Fighter tryout. It was all over.
Yeah.
Like, it was the talk of the fucking world. And then everybody's saying, well, I didn't make it, I didn't make it, I didn't make it. Well, I heard that, you know.
Some people just told me who made it. But nobody was just on it. Just the audience. Just the wise asses that think they know it all. Probably got none of it right.
Well, my favorite thing is, how do they really believe they're going to keep this a secret till September?
Till September? You know, they usually let it out when it's during filming. Who's in the cast?
Yeah, they give out the...
Dude, I'm talking about everything. The whole who wins, who's gone, who gets beaten, what round... Dude, you're talking May, June, July, August, September, 5 fucking months that you're going to have to ask all these people, film crew, editors, everybody to keep their mouths shut. Ain't going to happen.
It's not different than any other time.
You know, but then they don't keep their mouth shut. I've known a lot of the times.
Big difference. Ronda Rousey isn't hosting it. Hosting it is the right word. Ronda Rousey is hosting this episode of Tough, and everybody and their mother, all the NASCAR freaks, all the porno junkies, all the MMA fans, everybody in the world is going to want to know what happens. And every single gossip magazine out there like TMZ is already all over this.
Not everybody. Not you.
Not me. Yeah, thank you, Jeff. You know, definitely not me. I could care less about this whole household show.
I don't think it's all that. I don't understand. Give these people contracts and let them fight on regular TV with a full paycheck if they're that good. If they're not, wait till they are. Why do we got to have a house? And people want reality? Come on. You want reality? Put the two people in the cage and let's do it. Don't worry about, you know, what their personal problems are. That's none of our concern. It's none of our business.
Yep.
You know, and I'm gonna bring this up. When O'Boy lost his dad and they dwelled on it and they just went overboard and delved way too into his personal life and that issue, I thought that was disgusting on the part of the UFC and the Fox networks to use such a personal moment like that to sell fucking seats. That was disgusting. That was a private, personal moment for that guy. And for them to abuse it and make it a media fucking hype was bullshit.
Sheena star Brandenburg just posted. It
put
the look on its skin. It does what it's told.
Love it.
Great, man. This is honestly like one of the greatest moments I think we've ever concocted on the radio. So I guess we're going to have to be on high alert now, probably.
I just said to Chris in the thread.
How did I come up with Team High Crotch? I really fully deserve credit for that one. That was an impressive moment in time.
By the way, if anybody out there knows where to find Roger Barrett in Altoonas, Pennsylvania, feel free to go ask him where my money is, because I would love to be able to print up a bunch of shirts that said Team High Crotch, but I can't because the fucker stole everything and left state. Asshole.
He went to Altoona?
Yeah.
That's where Charlie Gathers was at, dude.
I know. Trust me, I know. And there ain't a lot of people with twin football players in the eighth grade.
Wow, Chris Gregory just hope that I die in the...
Oh, hey, guys. Let's fucking call it an eagle, dude. And in honor of the great Clinch Custom Mouthguards joining us, as soon as I can figure out where his commercial is on this board of 8 million songs, there it is, I will play that. Everyone get clinched again.
Hey, hold on. We have to. Hey, hold on. Skippy, what are we doing this weekend?
Oh,
where can we be found?
420 Extravaganza at Vision's Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution, Fools, Car Show, Band, Private Tent for OMH Patients, Giveaways, everything, Glass Blowing Expeditions, Expeditions, all kinds of great stuff, MMA, coast to coast, around the world, folks, get out and support it. Lopaki will be in Central Oregon kicking it at the Madhouse Studio, so maybe, depending on how everything goes, we might do a Saturday night live show on Ustream. Really fuck with all you people. So
I'll let you know
what's going up.
I'll probably be at the bar, people. There won't be no show Saturday night. I'm only going to do it live. If you got to find me live and in person in bed.
Well, maybe that's what we do.
And Skippy and I will be live and in person at the Vision Smoke Shop's 420 Fest. I will sign any disc buy to play disc golf. I will sign it myself with a green Sharpie.
Dude.
Just for you guys.
Hey, folks, I just saw one of the greatest posts ever. It's a fucking restaurant. It says dress code. No affliction and no tap out t-shirts. Yes. I'm going to go eat there and give them all my money. I don't care if they charge me $40 for a hamburger. Okay.
Yep, but
Clinch?
Other than that, go support.
Hey, listen up. If you're in contact sports, the American Dental Association recommends that mouth guards be worn during all heavy contact sports. So do what MMA Meltdown does and contact the best in the biz, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards. Clinch Custom Mouth Guards fabricates custom mouth guards for all professional and amateur sports, mixed martial arts, boxing, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, basketball, football, lacrosse, hockey, as well as many other sports. These mouth guards are for any sport where any form of contact may occur. Get your custom mouth guard today at GetClinch.com. Again, that's GetClinch.com for all of your mouth guard needs.